kamikazes. It's all on purpose. They hate America. They're Satanists. They want to bring us down. It's all premeditated. Yes, 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 yes. Because it's the truth. And when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Edwards 9 at 6, a story you will only see on ABC 15 about a new FBI alert warning law enforcement about a legal loophole in gun sales.
If they have a visa, all they need is their ID, the hunting license, then they could come into a gun shop, they'd fill out the exact same form everyone else would, they'd undergo the exact same background check, but the FBI is worried that people who might become radicalized might use this legal loophole to take advantage of the situation and plot an attack.
Brown people of all stripes, whether you're an Indian American or a Mexican American or whoever you are, go out and get a gun legally. Get a license to carry legally. Because when you have people knocking on your door and taking you away without due process as a citizen, isn't that what the Second Amendment was written for?
Now, Don Lemon from his NGO funders is given talking points. And I told you ahead of the No Kings, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, New World Order, Soros event this Saturday and this weekend that they are turning up the heat absolutely massively.
No Kings, a declaration of independence against the tyranny, against lawlessness in the context that there was no rule of law. It was the rule of king. And I think increasingly people are waking up to the rule of law in this country, increasingly appearing to be the rule of Don.
Now, obviously, you have record levels of Hispanics and blacks voting for Republicans. They're not buying it.
This is what we're talking about.
That is falling apart. We had a housing crisis, a healthcare crisis, an education crisis, massive income and wealth inequality, a corrupt campaign finance system, and the media says, oh, are you going to run? What are you going to run for? Nobody cares. So run more
drugs. Nobody cares.
We have so many people here also that were fleeing dictatorships, socialism, et cetera. Myself, I mean, I came from Cuba when I was six, fleeing communism, and you had a candidate that was to the left of Bernie Sanders, who was a self-proclaimed socialist. And so a lot of different factors, but a lot of them have to do, you know, the same factors, the economy, what's happening at the border, gas prices, our standing in the world, all of that. Hispanic voters are going to be pretty much aligned with the rest of America.
But that doesn't mean the Democrats aren't trying to implement this. They've launched it. They fired the torpedoes. So they have implemented the Podesta plan. Everything else was a beta test. The summer of love, 2020, all that.
But the No Kings protests are organized also by a group called Indivisible, which is founded by Ezra Levin and Leah Greenberg. They both authored a 23-page Google Doc called Practical Guide for Resisting the Trump Agenda. Some people online have claimed that they're communists. And guess, you'll never guess who donated. And I know they mention him, but $7,600,000 to that group is George Soros.
Are you happy about the ceasefire?
Honestly, I like protesting, so not really.
So why don't you protest for the Christians in Nigeria?
Oh, how much are they paying?
You can find upcoming meetings held by your representatives near you at indivisible.org. Join local resistance groups or organize one yourself. Start with groups related to issues that have motivated you to protest and follow up with organizers after the events to see how you can continue to support the efforts. This helps build solidarity.
And if you're in a black college, you better watch out because they're getting ready to false flag you.
I hope that Trump is serious enough to see this through and follow through, because the next thing that's going to happen, mark my words, an ICE agent is going to get shot and killed. There's going to be an explosion. There's going to be left-wing terrorists.
Well, they're already shooting up their vans and killing the illegals inside instead of the agents. They're already trying to kill agents.
Yes, and my point is, because you're right, it's happening. They're attacking the vehicles. The sniper shot at them. They're going to succeed. Somewhere out there, there's a left-wing nut job that saw Crooks and Tyler Robinson, and they're planning the next anti-Republican, anti-ICE attack. And then it's going to be on Trump. What are you going to do? Are you going to bring down the effing hammer on Antifa? Are you going to bring down the hammer on the Democrats? But it's going to come down to the men with guns, the men with the guns and the badges. Who are they personally loyal to? What is their interpretation? Who do they believe actually wields the real authority? That's the definition of a constitutional crisis. It's a definition of a political crisis. I don't think people realize the peril we're in, least of all the Democrats who keep pushing.
A month ago, 95% of the pieces were in. Now, there's one piece left, and it's false flags. That's it. And I said they're going to start hyping attacks on traditional black colleges. I said it 6 months ago, and a month ago they evacuated it when Charlie Kirk got killed and claimed his supporters were going to go blow it up. And they evacuated them nationwide. Of course, later they learned it was a false flag.
Keep your mouth shut.
The American spirit is the fire of freedom, ignited by the Founding Fathers' fearless words on the printing press, carried by Paul Revere's midnight ride to warn of tyranny's approach. It's the courage of the Alamo, where men and women stood against impossible odds for a better tomorrow. It's the resolve of a nation daring to dream beyond the stars. InfoWars is that spirit reborn. We are the lighthouse, shining truth on the hidden rocks of corruption, foreign and domestic. We challenge power, expose lies.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
And arm we the people with knowledge to forge their own path. This is the fight for freedom. InfoWars is you, me, and every patriot who dares to seek the truth. Join us. Stand tall. For when the stakes are this high, truth is our greatest weapon. InfoWars is America.
Said thousands of times, and I've said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes 5-6 times when I'm talking to him, please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago, and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying, the Democrats are kamikazes. It's all on purpose. They hate America. They're Satanists. They want to bring us down. It's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth. And when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, and as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember, you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, ah! And they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 billion people. And all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it. They believe they'll bring in their world government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way.
Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really glad to have you back.
It's always great to be with you and your wonderful crew in Florida, but Maine is my favorite. This is truly a little slice of Mayberry.
Mildly demented Mayberry. Thank you. So what, everyone's been focused on Israel, Gaza, the huge debate about Israel and the United States, which is great, fine. But we sort of are ignoring other things that are happening here and abroad as we have that debate. And one of the things that seems to be happening that fewer Americans are aware of is the situation in Russia seems to be getting between Russia and Ukraine and the United States and Europe, NATO, seems to be degrading quickly. Where is that going, do you think?
It's an extreme escalatory phase, 3.5+ years in. As you know, Trump says he's strongly considering giving them long-range Tomahawk cruise missiles. And Russia has said that that escalates into direct war, and they're basically calling it World War IV. The CIA called the Cold War World War III. So we are really in with all the ingredients we have with China, the North Korean troops being in Ukraine, all the different proxy countries involved. This is really is a new world war. The only question is, will it continue to escalate, which it is now. And in the next phase, we know that NATO, has already been caught with Zelensky with Ukraine 2 years ago shooting missiles into Poland. They tried to blame on Russia. There's been those drones that they claim came out of Russia, but Russia says it was basically a setup a few months ago. You have Operation Spiderweb 3 months ago with smuggled drones as far as 4,000 miles away from Ukraine in Russia on its coast with Japan, with their bear bombers being blown up, part of their nuclear triad. So imagine if that happened in America, and imagine if Russia had given Mexico the drones to do it. So all of this is NATO trying to suck the United States directly into full conflict. They've got a 250,000 person army, conscription starting up in parts of Europe, a descendant of, quote, peacekeeping force to Ukraine, really calling an invasion force a peacekeeping force. And then now, as I predicted, it was the next move. NATO claims that Russia is going into the zero phase or zero hour, and that NATO's now putting out propaganda the last 48 hours that Russia has pre-positioned undercover Spetsnaz special forces all over Europe preparing terror attacks and mass casualty events, and that Russia is preparing to attack Europe proper, which, of course, is completely insane to do that offensively. And so that fits the pattern of the preparation for false flags. That will then be blamed on Russia as the pretext to invoke the articles in NATO that brings NATO directly into war. And then if the United States is still part of NATO, that will drag us directly into war with Russia that will quickly escalate into thermonuclear war and every major war game there is. That's why I agree with Elon Musk and Senator Lee that it's time for us to get out of NATO.
Immediately. If you take three steps back, so Europe has no reason to fight Russia at all. Europe has every reason to cooperate with Russia, at least on energy, but on a lot of things, probably. It refuses. Russia's now formed an alliance, probably permanent, with China. And so it, and Ukraine, of course, can't win. They don't have the manpower. They never could. So if you're escalating the war at this point, if you're promoting the war at this point, it seems to me your goal is to destroy Europe. And I think that's kind of always been the goal, to destroy Europe and the United States.
Well, as you stated, it has been the policy of the United States since the 50s, right through Nixon, right through Reagan, right through Herbert Walker Bush, right until just the last 5 years or so, to split China from Russia.
Of course.
And that is a very good policy. And you have China that is actually expanding all over the South China Sea, just cut off 95% of rare earth minerals to the world, including the U.S. Serious act of war, absolutely vital in everything we do. For folks who don't know, nothing works. Cell phones, computers, avionics and aircraft, everything, satellites is based on those. That's another question. How is China allowed to position itself for 95% plus control of rare earth minerals? That's a serious act of war. So their expansion is taking islands in the Philippines, taking drilling rigs, off the coast of Vietnam. All that's happening. They just put a communist government or trying to fully in South Korea. So China is on the move and everything should be focused on them. It is a strategic blunder of biblical proportions to be roped into the Soros NATO war. But NATO and the EU unelected commission has said for years that Europe's demographics and finances are the worst of any first world nation or sector. And so they say their business model is a 20 to 30 year war conventional with Russia that they believe will allow them to stay on a war economy and will finally break Russia. And then they will break Russia into five parts. That's official EU commission policy. It's totally delusional. Russia's outproducing weapons 3-1, has three times the troops in the field and only gearing up. And so in the face of that delusional plan, similar to Napoleon's or Hitler's with Operation Barbarossa in 42, Europe is trying to double down again and sucking us in. But when all the real strategists and even all their think tanks say this wouldn't work, then the question is, why is the unelected commission and the U.S. neocons and left fully supporting this commitment to total war?
Because they want to destroy Christian civilization. That's why.
Yes.
And that's why they got behind the First and Second World Wars. And it's why the lesson that they taught us in school was that it's dangerous to have a big white Christian country, which it's not, actually. And they've systematically tried to destroy those countries, and they've succeeded.
And Russia is a very Christian nation, very pro-Western, and the left hates that. And so now they exactly, how do they turn over the chessboard when the Hollywood satanic globalist BlackRock elite are failing? Is you kamikaze the Russians and America and Europe into a giant climactic war while the globalists sit back and watch us all kill each other?
That's totally right. I think that's totally right. Why are we participating in it? Why would the U.S. government ever send long-range missiles? Why would basically, if we send those munitions to Ukraine, we're at open war. We've been at war with Russia for 3.5 years, as you know, but that would just be open war. Why would we go along with that? What is going on?
It's sleepwalking into Armageddon. Well, Europe's demographics and financial system means the unelected EU will collapse in the next few years. It's politically unpopular. So the political reason is they believe a war will keep them in power, and it's delusional. That's the last refuge of tyrants when they're falling is to take the country to war to try to maintain domestic control. But again, at a spiritual level, it's absolute Satanism. It's absolute death cult, death wish that if the globalists can't maintain control, they'll just drag us into the grave of history with themselves. And like so many tyrannies, they are going like the elephant graveyard or boneyard to Russia to die.
Why would the U.S. government continue to recognize Zelensky, who's an unelected dictator who's worked for years to destroy Christianity in Ukraine, which is a Christian country and has always been? Why would he be invited to the White House this week? I don't understand. When he does not have a democratic mandate. He's not an elected leader. He's a murderer. They've sold our weapons to some of the worst terror groups in the world. And we're treating him like he's a head of state. Like, why are we doing that?
And just what, a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, he was back at the White House and Trump then posted Truth Social. And I love Trump overall, but Trump started doing a 180 from saying we need to get out of this and saying, well, we're out of it, but we'll sell whatever weapons to Europe you want. And I feel like Ukraine's going to win and maybe not just get back its territory, but get more territory, meaning Russia, which is an extremely provocative and escalatory statement to Russia. And we know that Putin agreed actually to the framework of what Trump wanted, but Zelensky and NATO have refused. And so we have to ask the calculus of why the president, who's, you know, Mr. Peace Prize, has done a great job helping in seven other conflicts, which I totally support. Why is he suddenly changing course, Tucker? You know him a lot better than I do.
Why the attraction to Zelensky? Why does our foreign policy class or donor class have this fixation on Zelensky? He's a hero. By the way, I've tried to interview him like 20 times. He refused to do an interview with me, but he's, you know, everywhere in the United States, basically American at this point. Why the, what's the appeal there?
I think it's the money laundering appeal and the fact that that's where most of the money laundering's still able to go on since Trump and Doge and Elon shut down a lot of the graft. And USAID and the EPA and Department of Energy, that clearly that is a place where they can launder money and where they can, you know, go over there and be like rock stars in Kiev and be, you know, have all the prostitutes and the rest of it. Reportedly, it's Sodom and Gomorrah over there. The women, you know, are just partying while the men, boys and old men go off to die. It's a very, very sick situation. And just the height of decadence, you know, we've heard the quote of Marie Antoinette, which they never proved she said it, where they're about to storm the Bastille, the start of the French Revolution. And they say the peasants are all starving. You know, they're begging for grain. They're begging for wheat. And she says, let them eat cake. And then you saw what happened. Well, this is literally, let them eat cake while our country's infrastructure falls apart, while millions die from fentanyl, while crime is rampant in the streets. We have all this money being sent over to Ukraine. And look, I don't like sending money to Israel. I'm not anti-Israel in general. I'm not against the existence of Israel, but that sucks all the oxygen out of the room. And all people talk about is the 50,000 dead Gazans in October 7th, where clearly Netanyahu stood down. That should be investigated. But what about the million plus conservatively dead in and around Ukraine? And what about its potential and now probability on the current trajectory of escalation to lead into full world war and nuclear war? That to me is why it's absolutely the front and center issue. And you know, the TV cameras are all turned on Gaza, which is fine, but the scale of Ukraine and its potential danger is in a whole nother league.
It is, isn't it? That's my sense.
It is.
Why is no one saying that?
Well, I mean, I notice you get called an anti-Semite, which is absolutely preposterous and ridiculous. That's why the Israel lobby, both AIPAC and the ADL, are such jokes now and being...
Well, that's a campaign run out of Israel, which is a foreign country, to slander me and others. I just don't want to go to war with Iran. It's that simple.
But see, you're consistent. You apologize. You bought into the propaganda decades ago. I remember about 15 years ago, you came to see me in Austin and you were kind of doing your tour of your own, you know, your apology tour that you came up with, which I admire. I've made mistakes too and done that. And you said, I'm done. I was lied to about WMDs. You said, hey, Building 7, when we first talked about that, I've really woken up that I was drinking the Kool-Aid and I'm done. And you've consistently, for what, 15 years now or longer, have basically the same policies I'm for. And when I'm against Israel pulling us into war with Iran, it's not because I hate Jews. It's because we understand how dangerous it is and how out of control it is and how Netanyahu's wanted this for 25 years and helped found Hamas or fund Hamas and you know, all of this. And they just put Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. So again, and you're also not being anti-Ukrainian or anti, you know.
Well, I feel so sorry for the Ukrainians. They got completely screwed by the West as usual.
So you're consistent that you don't want offensive wars with the U.S. involved. And that China is literally saying prepare for total war and expanding into the Caribbean and trying to take the Panama Canal. We don't want war with China either. But if we're tied up in all these wars, we don't have peace through strength. All hands should be on deck for China. Everything should be mobilized for China. Every real analyst knows that. And so you're here with serious policy, serious research, serious background saying we can't be in Netanyahu's sandbox. And then blowing up more countries and shipping
refugees. It's an irrelevant country. It's irrelevant. 9 million people with no resources. Everyone loves Jerusalem and Bethlehem. That's great. But the country itself means absolutely nothing. It's like Malawi. Why are we spending all of our time talking about this irrelevant country? It's like bizarre.
And that's why I brought it up is because we need to talk about it in my view in the real context that the ultra right wing, you know, that thinks everything's Israel, all roads lead to Israel. I saw you talk about this a few weeks ago. It's sick. It's crazy. It's not a defense of Israel.
No, of course not.
It's a defense of reality. We have to somehow only spend 10% of our time on Israel.
Right.
I mean, right now, and here I am doing it, but you have to do it instead of literally, I think in talk radio and liberal blogosphere and everywhere, I think it's like 90% is on Israel right now. And it's sick.
I know.
And I think Netanyahu likes it. He loves being the center of attention.
Of course, and loves feeling hated and, you know, I'm so persecuted and all this stuff. It's like... I totally agree. And it's also unhealthy.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's October 21st, 2025. It's 11:33. This is the real launch of the show today, because right as the show began, we were taken off the air. Very suspicious, but we're back up. So stay with us and share the live feed now.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
I have said thousands of times, and I have said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes five, six times when I'm talking to him, please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago, and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying, the Democrats are kamikazes, it's all on purpose, they hate America, they're Satanists, they want to bring us down, it's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth, and when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots, oh, they don't know what they're doing, oh, they're so incompetent, yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist, New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, ha, 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 ha. And as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true. Because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, ah! And they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 billion people. And all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it. And they believe they'll bring in their world government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way. We've been in these great studios in South Austin for 16 and a half years and never had happened what happened 37 minutes ago. I'm sitting here the second we're going live at 11 a.m. Central, looking at the atomic clock, and all the screens go black. The studio goes black. Everything turns off. But the video switcher, so it sent out video to all the streams and radio stations that don't get video, TV stations. We have all the backup systems, generators, everything. I don't want to say it was some type of hack attack, but very, very strange that it happened the second we went live, and this is a professional studio. So, very interesting that happened, but the crew really scrambled around like an anthill being stirred up and had us back by stringing more cables in out of the hallway, out of the power box, in about 5 minutes, 6 minutes. So superlative job. And we normally have one engineer here. We have three great engineers, but we had a blessedly at this time of day, all three were here because they were having a meeting later about new studios and things that are going on. And so they just did an incredible job getting us back up in about 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes or so. Because, I mean, literally, atomic clock's over there. It's counting down 11 a.m. on the dot. I'm in the dark in here going, what, the Russians start nuking us or something? So it was very, very interesting. But here's the good part. I had guests scheduled today, but there's so much news and it's so important. I don't do this often. I said, cancel the guest because I want to cover a ton of news, at least for the first couple hours. There's always breaking news. And then I do want to open the phones up for at least an hour and a half or so today. And boy, am I researched? Am I prepared? Is it all just absolutely incredible what's going on? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Let me mention some of what's coming up, and then I'll plunge into the first big story. Well, we have multiple judges in Chicago saying that they will arrest ICE agents if they do their jobs, literally, and also saying that they'll arrest them if they use tear gas on people attacking them. But what are they supposed to use then? We also have every one of these Article 3 federal judges overturned in every case, saying Trump can't send National Guard to cities and states that stand down. It's not just his right, it's his duty. And they've been doing a great job having a very light hand and being shot at and killed and attacked and not killing anybody so far. I'm actually surprised they haven't. I'm not saying they should. I'm just, they've been really, really doing an admirable job understanding that they're trying to be set up by the left. So we're going to be getting into all of that. We have countless new videos of top Democrats and leaders calling for violence. Now we have the president of Colombia saying that if Trump doesn't stop what he's doing, he needs to be taken out. I mean, these people are arrogant and dangerous. This isn't some homeless person on the side of the street saying, kill Trump. This is Don Lemon saying, get guns and you know what to do when ICE comes to your house. This is the mayor of Chicago and Governor Pritzker saying, we're going to fight them. We're going to resist them. And they have judges' orders to pick up illegal aliens. 70%+ that they've been apprehending have huge criminal records. They've arrested almost 500,000. I've got a report from the head of DHS, Noam, on that coming up. It's a dangerous job. It's a constitutional job. It's what we elected Trump to do. No country allows their borders to be wide open like this. It's a joke. And they're saying that when the feds go out actually doing something they're supposed to do, that if they wait outside the courthouses where they're releasing violent illegal aliens, that's what this judge, one of the judges said, I've got the quotes here, that they're going to have the police department arrest them because they, quote, don't have a warrant of arrest. Well, they can get a warrant for a particular crime illegal is committed, but when an immigration judge has already said they're here illegal and issued an order, it's the same thing. And these judges know that. They're playing a game. These are judges. They know it's a deportation order, which is the same thing as a warrant. In fact, it is a deportation warrant. It's like a temporary restraining order. It'd be like if a judge said, if the sheriff's department arrests, say, a ex-husband that's stalking his ex-wife, and if he comes to her house, there's a TRO, he's to be arrested, and the sheriff's department arrests him, and then a Soros judge says, I'm going to put you in jail because you arrested someone without a warrant. Well, they've got something that has the same power that is for that particular thing. You have a federal deportation order. You have the person's information. You don't have warrants for that. It's called a deportation order. Like, if you don't pay the state property taxes, you can argue they're wrong, get rid of them, I agree, but it's the law now. And if you don't pay property taxes in Texas, it drags out a few years, but then there's an order by the court that your house has been seized by the county through state law, and they're going to have an auction at the courthouse steps on it. Now, imagine if a judge said, I don't see a warrant, so I'll arrest any constable or sheriff's deputy that conducts the auction. What? It's not a warrant. It's a court order. So they are saying, because they know the public's confused, oh, yeah, these ICE guys are coming with no warrants to arrest people, so get guns and you know what to do when they come. That's Don Lemon. Now they got people speaking with the mayor in Chicago on the, you know, up there. It's time to kill the ICE. And they march around the ICE all over the country. I've got hundreds of videos. We played them in Austin and LA and everywhere, Portland, Chicago. And they go, I'm going to kill you. Bullet in your head. You're dead. You're dead, ICE. You're dead. Terroristic threat. But they know the local, Soros DAs and judges are just going to let them out. So ICE retreats. That's not a good look. Because they're carrying out a constitutional duty. And if the feds or the sheriff's department or the local police can't carry out the constitutional duty, you have chaos, you have lawlessness, you have the breakdown of society. So this is a big deal. And I know I'm elaborating and pontificating on this one point because it's a big deal. I've got Colbert and Kimmel and Hakeem Jeffries and all of them saying, when ICE comes in their mask, because you're calling for them to be killed, we're doxing you. We're going to come get you at your house, terrorizing. And they don't have a warrant. They're not allowed to arrest you. And you see them showing up at colleges, hospitals, superintendent's offices to arrest a superintendent that's an illegal alien with no teaching certificate, no degree. And you see people get in the Fed's face and say, and start assaulting them, saying, where's the warrant? Where's the warrant? And the feds are, here's the deportation order. It's legal, it's lawful, it's the same thing, just a different instrument. It's like a order to evict somebody. Somebody won't move out, hadn't paid rent in 5 months. You call the sheriff's department, the constable, they come. They don't come with a warrant. They come with an eviction court order. But they play this game. So they say, when they come, we've created a compilation of this, when they come without a warrant, well, you get a gun and you know what to do because it's illegal what they're doing. And that's what the Second Amendment's for. Nah, that's not what it's for. When the county, city, state, or feds come with a legal, lawful, dutifully executed order that is cut and dry constitutional, and all the courts have already ruled it is, hundreds of challenges we know of, and then you pretend the feds and the locals helping them in some jurisdictions are committing a crime and deserve to be met with lethal force. This is all a Democrat Party lawfare lawyer talking point about, well, how do we confuse the public? You can see the boardroom meeting to say these are tyrants and that Trump's a king and this is illegal and that they have a right to resist and fight back and rise up forcefully. That's a quote of Schumer. They're all saying it. And the public sees authority figures on TV standing up there with liberal National Guard heads that are nodding and police chiefs that are nodding who won't render aid to the feds. They're being rammed with trucks and shot at. And these average people go, well, I just got told by the mayor. I just got told by Don Lemon. I just got told by the head of Columbia University. I just got told by all these people that I better get a gun and shoot them. You know, it's the law that they got to have a warrant. So when they come to the courthouse or your workplace or your house, you just got to get a gun and shoot them. Do you see how far we've come and this is just normalized? We're just calmly talking about this? Yeah, corrupt courts have ruled that they can shut down M4s, have appointed a receiver. He's not sure when he's going to come. He's coming back here on Thursday. I'm going to give him a cup of coffee, talk to him. He's got a court order. How he wants to implement it. It's unconstitutional. It's wrong. We're fighting it. We're appealing it. But he's a receiver. I'm not going to blame him. And I'm not going to challenge it. What am I going to do? Hold up with guns and wait for the sheriff's department? No, I'm not Antifa. I'm not the left. No, our stuff's packed up. We'll live to fight another day. We don't blame the sheriff's department. They're just sent out here. They'll probably be apologizing to us and talking about how much they love the show. I mean, they're just doing their job. It's not like, oh, they're just following orders like Nuremberg. No, they got a court order. And sure, the judge is a globalist and Antifa on record in Soros, and that's her issue. And we got all sorts of lawsuits already going and more ready, and we're going to fight. But we don't blame the rank and file. We understand they're just doing the process here. But when they did try to shut us down, the DOJ, last May 31st, when the judge asked the head of the DOJ receivership in federal court, why did you try to send in armed people and kick them out without a court order? Wouldn't be a warrant, it'd be a court order to close us. And the CRO said, well, there was a gun, and there was a security issue, and the judge said, excuse me? First I'd heard of this. I'm sitting in the courtroom in Houston. He goes, tell me about the gun. He goes, well, I really can't tell you, but there was a gun. The judge says, that's it, you're fired. The U.S. trustee's fired. This is unbelievable. You're fired. But like shark teeth, one falls out, the next comes in, Chris Murray, and even does crazier stuff. And there was never a gun incident here. They just made it up and just said, we need to shut it down because of a gun. Well, here we are a year later. Almost a year later, 11 months later, where was the shootout? Where was the gun? We're populist Christian conservatives. We're the people with the lowest level of crime and the lowest misuse of guns. We have responsibility. We get things done. We're informed. We have families and lives and operations, and we skin bucks and run trot lines and know how to wipe our ass, unlike you. Meanwhile, the Democrats are everywhere saying, kill feds, shoot them, kill them, kill them. They're Nazis. They're illegal. Lying, giving people the cover that don't know the law to believe Nazis are coming. And it's the same left doing it. The same left saying, well, we had to shut it down without a court order. Just there was a security issue. What security issue? Well, there was a gun. I'm sitting there like in the front row. I'm a gun. What? The judge is like, "What gun? Well, tell us about the gun." Well, I can't tell you about the gun. The judge goes, "That's it. You're fired." But the feds have a right to come into a case, so they sent another one in. Like I'm Enron or something. When the Justice Department wants to go stick its nose in the bankruptcy, they do. And they've been sabotaging it and making sure nobody that wanted to keep me on air could buy it. Having fake auctions they got caught in. And finally, after three years, which no bankruptcy goes 3 years, the judge punted it out to the state court, and we're just waiting for them to come shut us down. I am a little concerned, though. So we've got extra security and cameras everywhere, and when they do come to shut it down, I don't want them pulling some, I mean, you know, not the plaintiffs, but who knows who might try to pull some hanky-panky here. So when they do come to shut this down, I'm not going to make a big, huge announcement and come down here and say no to it and everything, because I'm not giving the enemy the excuse to insert somebody in there and try something and blast some sheriff's deputies in the back and then blame me. And I, by the way, I've reached out to the sheriff's department, and they're like, oh, we understand, yeah. So I'm like, well, how about we do this at midnight some night and just give you the keys and get the hell out of here. I'll probably be here at midnight. Here's the keys. Bye-bye. Have a good night, guys. Because I know how the left works, and I can smell them pulling something. Because all it is a building in the website InfoWars. You think, you know what the InfoWar is. It's the people. It's America. It's the world waking up. It's a generic term. And the InfoWar is my crew and my guests and our great audience of activists. That's the InfoWar. And another little ingredient, Pumpkinhead. So, and I realized that years ago, and I'm like, why am I hurting the thing they want to destroy? Why am I my biggest enemy, eating like a pig, drinking too much, doing all this? I said, so I'm going to start working out and get back in shape so I live a lot longer to keep fighting them. So, but that's how they operate. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off saying, kill the police, kill the sheriff's deputies. You got the AG Soros guy was in the lead saying he's going to kill state reps by name and their kids. And then the governor candidate in the lead, who's CIA, says, yeah, she basically agrees with it. Meanwhile, they have a sack of garbage up on the stand implying I had a gun. Well, yeah, I got a gun right here. Got it all the time. What's that mean? I got a truck out there, too. Does that mean I'm going to drive downtown and run over a bunch of people like I'm a Muslim? Again, it's like saying, oh, God, we can't have a passenger jet pilot fly. He may fly into a building. Again, it's this idea that, oh, he's an evil white guy. Whoa, he is planning to kill some people. I'm planning to kill your lies with the truth. See, this is an info war, sweetheart. And we're mopping the floor with your ass peacefully with steadfast resistance that doesn't get weaker, that gets stronger. And that's why they keep trying to say we're violent. And they keep trying to stage events to blame ICE and law enforcement doing their job. And they've been caught doing it. All right, I'm going to stop. Trump is getting ready to hit the cartels. And you're like, oh, we already heard that. No, no, he's given the order. And like, why are they telling them they're coming? He's giving them a chance to give up. But you're going to see, I mean, major campaign in Mexico. You're like, well, that's a war. Yeah, and they're killing us with the drugs on our border. That's the Monroe Doctrine. That's what your military is supposed to do, is actually protect your country, not go take over stuff. So I fully back it. It's time for America to get up off its knees. And the U.S. holds all the cards, so Sheinbaum down there, their president, been running her mouth. She's held hostage by the cartels. She's going to roll over real quick, I predict. Or it's not going to go too well because the games are over. America was in a coma. We're not in a coma anymore. America's back, everybody. Get ready. All right. Let me come back with all the details, all of them threatening to kill the feds, all of it. I got all the video clips, all this other news. It's all insane. Massive news day. But don't forget, the bad guys can claim they own InfoWars and all this stuff with their fake judgment. Remember, they said they don't want any money. The New York Times, finally the families will get their money. They didn't want a settlement. They don't want money. They want me off the air. They said it. But the corporate media plays along with that idea. But I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. That's owned by Bigley that funds InfoWars and the new backup network, the Alex Jones Network. The studios, everything. So it's imperative now to go there and get T-shirts and get supplements to fund us. We need your help. The bad guys want us off the air. There's not a better place to support in the fight for liberty. You're doing this for your own future. Plus, the products are so incredible. Now, we have the private label of the top brand of concentrated bovine colostrum, 2,000 milligrams per serving, a keg of it. It is so good, such a super nutrient. It sells itself. The first run came in, sold out very quickly. It just came back in today. Literally arrived at the warehouse in Arkansas. Buy one tub of colostrum, bovine colostrum, and get any other supplement, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the ultimate life force, all of it, for 50% off while supplies last. But the colostrum is a limited supply. So this will probably run 3 or 4 days. So take advantage of this. Get bovine colostrum, the highest quality, so incredible. Gut repair, immune power, muscle recovery, stress support, toxin shield, better absorption, and so much more. But your hair, your nails grow better, your skin, and get 50% off on all the other supplements.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Core information that I want everybody to hear. And so we got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of radio stations, TV stations, cable stations to join us at 6 after. And so I don't want to restart on this because I am loaded for bear here about what's going on. And I don't want to just hit all these articles. I want to describe big picture why Trump's doing everything he's doing in his philosophy and the coalition he's got. And it doesn't mean we agree with everybody in the coalition and their aims, but in wars, this is how you win. So people can pick a side, and they can decide which side they want to be on. And it's very, very, very simple if you actually know the pieces. But people love to argue. I had multiple family members in the last month, some distant, some close, go, you told me to get silver 2 years ago, and it's gone up 130% or whatever, 150%. Why didn't you tell me to get more? It was a weird phenomenon when it happened like the third time. I was like, and one of them was like, well, how much silver you got? And I go, well, none. I've been in bankruptcy. Like, why are you mad at me? Well, I just wish you'd have told me to, you just told me to get it that once. I said, I didn't tell you that. I said, you should sell that real estate you've got. You're making 3% on this one person. And I said, you should dump it all into silver. And this person's never given me one dime that I love. Never asked for it. And she looked at me, it's not my mother, it's somebody else, not one of my daughters, and says, what, am I going to be your cash cow? I was like, are you demon-possessed all of a sudden? I've never seen you act like this. What do you mean? I've never asked you for money. So they were mad they didn't go do what I told them. I said, you remember me telling you sell those couple of rental property cracker boxes you think are great investments you make 3% on maybe a year after all the expenses? I said, buy $50,000 in silver. When it goes up 10-15% the next few months, that's way more than you make in a year. Listen to me and dump everything you got and get into silver. And these people are like, well, why were you giving me good advice? Well, you're my family. Why the fuck wouldn't I? What is wrong with people that if they think you're trying to help them, even your family, you're doing something wrong? And the general public's like that. There have been so many talk show hosts I've supported and gotten on air because I thought they were doing a good job. And later they go, what is it you want from me? Well, I want to promote people that'll take down the New World Order. I'm trying to build an army. What the fuck do you think I'm doing? Have I not told you this 1,000 times? Excuse my French, man. I just got to quit judging people thinking they're me. I can't believe. It's hard for me to believe everybody's not like me. I know most of you tuned in are like me. That's why you're like, yeah, we get it. Like, what the? When you try to help a lot of people, even people that are happy, not bad people, they still are like weird. They're like, well, did you tell me to get silver so you'd want the money later? I'm like, what? Did I ever say that? You're the one brought up silver to me. And then it happened with two other people I know, family. And I was just like, what is this? What is this? It's demonic. It's like when they did that $1.5 billion fake judgment on me. I had all these people I knew going back to high school, college, through calling, going, hey, can I borrow money? I didn't know you had billions of dollars. And I'm like, you know that's a rigged court. You know I've never had $10 million in the bank. Oh, come on, yeah. I mean, it's just the public's weird. Maybe the globalists are right. Maybe it's time to kill everybody. I'm serious. And people won't stand up. I mean, actually, if we're this dumb, I guess it's just time. The globalists shouldn't do it. Maybe we should just ask God to go ahead and destroy the planet. I'm serious. Maybe it's time we all die.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
American spirit is the fire of freedom, ignited by the Founding Fathers' fearless words on the printing press, carried by Paul Revere's midnight ride to warn of tyranny's approach. It's the courage of the Alamo, where men and women stood against impossible odds for a better tomorrow. It's the resolve of a nation daring to dream beyond the stars. InfoWars is that spirit reborn. We are the lighthouse, shining truth on the hidden rocks of corruption, foreign and domestic. We challenge power, expose lies.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
And arm we the people with knowledge to forge their own path. This is the fight for freedom. InfoWars is you, me, and every patriot who dares to seek the truth. Join us. Stand tall. For when the stakes are this high, truth is our greatest weapon. InfoWars is America.
Same priorities that that organization has been spending money on.
$1.5 million to promote gays, lesbians, and trans in Jamaica.
$2 million to strengthen trans-led organizations to deliver gender-affirming health care in Guatemala.
$43 million on a gas station in Afghanistan that had no customers.
$20 million for Iraqi Sesame Street.
$4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan.
Over $6 million for men who have sex with men in South Africa.
$2 million for Moroccan pottery classes.
$2 million for sex changes in Guatemala.
$47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia.
$17 million to promote inclusion in Vietnam.
$32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru.
$8 million to teach Sri Lankan journalists how to avoid binary gendered language.
$300 million to Reuters to attack Elon Musk.
$2 million for sex changes in LGBT activism in Guatemala.
Billions to the corporate media to attack Trump and run the fake impeachment propaganda.
$330 million to help Afghanis grow crops. Crops.
$122 million of the USAID money was given to terrorists.
These people are lunatics.
Oh, we've got big balls!
No one elected big balls.
Big B-A-L-L-S. Big balls here.
He's big balls. He's got big balls. She's got big balls.
Personally, I voted for big balls. Elon Musk does. All right, let me do this now, and then I'll get into all the news I mentioned and all the news I haven't covered, and it's all absolutely imperatively critical and amazingly interesting. But because I get hammered with emails and calls, and I see talk show hosts everywhere talking about it, and I see total confusion, and I see the corporate media deceiving as usual, let me just, as quickly as I can, give you an update on InfoWars that ties in to the key to the Trump administration being successful and defeating and demolishing and dismantling and burning down peacefully, lovingly, legally, lawfully, the deep state, the parasites. And it ties into who the bad guys are in the Trump administration and examples of what they've done that are on record so that we know who the problems are. And I've been literally abused and persecuted by some of the names I'm going to mention. So I don't just have the articles and eyewitnesses and sources. I've been run over by it. I have tire tracks over my body, metaphysically, so I can speak directly to it. So let me spend a little time on this and we'll move on. Everybody keeps asking. I see it all over X every day. Well, wait. We go through all their attacks, all their lawsuits, all their attempts to shut us down. We battle them in court. People pray for us. We take action. We don't give up. We refuse to leave the building when they send armed security without warrants in to do it and have fake auctions and we challenge it. And people say, my God, you got nine lives. This is, you'll always be there. Congratulations. And I'm like, no. It's going to the Supreme Court. And it went through the first two hurdles to get before the Supreme Court itself. The lawyers in the Supreme Court said, yeah, they should see this. Went through the two committees there, went before them, and last Tuesday, 7 days ago, they said, nope, we're not even looking at it. Which they normally, it gets to the third hurdle, they actually at least look at it and make comment. They made no comment because they know what was done to me. Found guilty by judges, show trials, the Justice Department secretly funding it, total weaponization against the people. They said, we're not going to look at that. And there's all these cases now since me, including last month of Mike Lindell, $1.5 billion judgment by a federal judge in Minnesota. He says, I don't need a jury. I say you're guilty for talking bad about Smartmatic and saying they're corrupt. Now, whether they're corrupt or not, he has a right to say that. Well, Smartmatic has a long history of that. They were just indicted last month. Oh, you didn't hear about that because it barely hit the news. And they dropped all their lawsuits against other people saying they were fraudulent, but not Mike Lindell because he's got a media operation reaching a lot of people. And again, it's the same story. He was defaulted, found guilty by a judge. Just like I was. It's a precedent. It's dangerous. The U.S. Justice Department charged Smartmatic in Philippine bribery and money laundering scheme to manipulate and steal the election. Oh! And they dropped all their other lawsuits against people saying you can't say we're corrupt, but not Mike Lindell. Federal prosecutors charged Smartmatic at $1 million foreign bribery case in Miami. My point is, they don't want the Justice Department poking around in whoever sues Mike Lindell or Alex Jones. Now, the reason that we haven't seen the deputy AG that really runs the show, Todd Blanche, the big Democrat, Southern District of New York, Comey acolyte, Comey protege, literally look it up. Come out and help Mike Lindell is because he likes what's happening. We'll show you proof. He wants to put people in jail that question elections. Did you know that? Trump obviously doesn't. Trump's just recommended him by Boris Epstein, his lawyer. It's his criminal lawyer that loses all his cases, and Trump has this blind spot. But when we start beating the drum on Todd Blanche, which is happening, it's going to be bye-bye Todd Blanche. As Trump learns that he's the one that's been sabotaging the indictments. So it's not just that I'm like, oh, Todd Blanche killed the investigations into how I was persecuted. So I'm going to come after him. No, I was already talking about Todd Blanche. I was already checking into him. He's Rod Rosenstein 2.0. He's Bill Bard 2.0. He's Jeff Sessions 5.0. He's Comey. Again, reborn. Different person, same circus. But right there, oh, well, we can't have a jury trial with Mike Lindell saying that Smartmatic's corrupt with their long history of all sorts of shenanigans. We'll just default him. And then the general public goes, well, Mike Lindell's been getting sued and attacked for 5 years. Why is he still on air? He doesn't really need help. You know, it's the longer you fight, the more you survive. People have never been in a fight like this. They just can't believe it's real. They're like, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, it's real. Yeah, I bet they had a fake auction. I bet they sent in armed guards. I bet the Supreme Court ruled against you. Yeah, I bet. You're not. You're just doing that to fundraise, boy. They don't even look into it. They don't research it. They know nothing because they're not men in the arena. And they point at men in the arena like Lindell, myself, Trump, Roger Stone, and they just say, oh, it's all a deep state facade. They're part of it, too. No, I can assure you, them suing my parents to the edge of bankruptcy and all the stuff they've done, oh, it's real. The Democrats hate my guts. Go to the courthouse when I'm there. They sit there seething and looking at me like they, you know, if looks could kill, I'd be lying on the floor. But I don't blame people never been in the arena, can see people in the arena, and they go, hell, there's no way this is going on. But moving on from that, you've got panicked MSM articles and New York Times articles like this one. Exclusive. Ooh, it's exclusive. Wide-ranging group of U.S. officials pursue Trump's fight against deep state. And then it basically lists an enemies list of the senators, congresspeople, governors, supporters, myself, others, the evil Ed Martin, that are pressuring and putting pressure on Bondi and Todd Blanche to do their job with cut and dry corruption and evil and money laundering and election theft and government weaponizing, illegally targeting citizens, on and on and on. Remember, Nixon, they began the impeachment. He stepped down over 105 names in a safe that he was thinking about giving the IRS. Bill Clinton ordered millions of conservatives audited, and they went on TV and said, oh, yeah, we're shutting down all the conservative NGOs and nonprofits. Ha, 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 ha. With Lois Lerner. And now the weaponization is way, 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 way worse. Yeah, there's Reuters. Same headline. And we got a clip of De Niro I'll play here in a minute. Trump admin fires two prosecutors who opposed charges against New York Attorney General Letitia James in Virginia and New York. They're doing this. So they're getting it all lined up because the real charges are in New York. Virginia is bad enough. He's a master. It's in the files. It's in the public filings. You know, four primary homes the same year, taxes, says it's a single family dwelling, and then has five apartments in it with five people living in it, including a bunch of criminals. People literally on the run. Wonder what else is going on in those houses. You think she's selling little goodies out of there? You think a bear takes a dump in the woods? You think fish from in the ocean? You think birdies fly around in the sky? And who do you think's been behind the scenes manipulating Trump to put in bad Republicans that are really double agents? Todd Blanche. And it's on record. And then they got New York Times puff pieces. Oh, Todd Blanche is really trying to do the right thing and putting his foot down on the crazy Ed Martin and other people. Oh, Ed Martin sent a letter saying he wanted to interview the law firms and the FBI agent that just testified against me. No, he didn't testify. He admittedly testified that he went and organized the lawsuits as the chief counsel, the head of the FBI in Connecticut. I never said his name, didn't even know who he was, none of my crew did. He went and organized all this, quarterbacked the show trials from all the evidence we have. The DOJ funded the lawsuits. That's come out. Just ABC News. Crazy Ed Martin was sending letters to law firms and the FBI agents just because they testified against Alex Jones. No, because they organized this giant gang raping to get me off the air. Then we have undercover video of them admitting it. Oblevis and others. And then they send in the feds to my bankruptcy and all the same chicanery. And we sue them and depose them and get the emails where they say, we're working with the law firms, the Democrats. We're never going to let Jones have a buyer for the company. They'll keep him on air. So we're just going to have a fake auction and give it to ourselves. Call bankruptcy fraud. And the judge is all freaked out. She just punts it out. Oh, God. You don't know. Because the Southern District of Texas Bankruptcy Court has had big problems with Judge Jones and others. Oh, and his girlfriend that got caught, Judge Jones, the head bankruptcy judge in that district until he resigned, was under a DOJ secret investigation until I exposed it. Then it came out in Reuters and Bloomberg. And his girlfriend had the law firm he was giving tens of millions of dollars of contracts to. And guess who the lawyer for the U.S. trustee, the first one that got caught doing all this, guess who the lawyer was? Judge Jones's girlfriend. Can't swing a stick in the dark and not run into this corruption. And I can go on for 10 hours. Oh, there's more little ace cards. Because when they're able to shut this place down, which they're very close to doing, you understand the level of the crimes they've committed goes way up. The damages go way up. And then the ace cards come out. But you play that once they've pushed all their chips in. And they're pushing them all in. And we've been slow rolling them. And then we're going to go royal flush. Whistleblowers, documents, everything. Oh, where the money went. Who's keeping money? Bank accounts. And then how's Todd Blanche going to look? He thinks he's swooping in at the last moment as the deuce acts to protect the Justice Department and their activities against myself, my crew, my family. And all he's done was reveal himself. And I guess he didn't know that was actually the play, but I'll tell him now. It's about you getting to one more time, stick your head up and show everybody who you are. And you just did it again. Thank you, Todd Blanche, white shoe boy, New York, Southern District Democrat. You're so smart. I wish we were all as smart as you. Sorry, I haven't even gotten to the stack yet. I got to move on. I got a lot of news here. So, they're so upset this is happening. Justice Department scrutinizes a trip Fannie Willis took to the Bahamas. Well, she testified that she didn't use campaign and prosecution money for it. She already been caught. Smartmatic indicted in foreign bribery case, possibly engaged in lawsuits, endangering lawsuits against Fox and Rudolph Giuliani. No, yeah, they dropped them now. But not against Mike Lindell, who said they were corrupt. Blood Machine Company charged in $1 million bribery plot tied to try to steal the Philippines elections. Blood Machine Company charged in Philippine bribery and money laundering scam. Remember, this is what Mike Lindell's been talking about. And how they use Serbia and the Philippines and other countries to manipulate from there to here. Oh, well, what would happen if he got in front of a jury? Oh, he would be proven right. I'm sorry, Mike. You don't get a jury. The federal judge in Minneapolis says you're guilty. And the judge put in the filing a few weeks ago, we read it on air, said, you cannot hack Smartmatic. I say so. The judge isn't even a software engineer or a computer technician. Of course, any computer can be hacked. Smartmatic has a huge history of it. They're designed so it can happen. But it doesn't matter. The judge said you're guilty. Guilty! 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 Juries, that's a conspiracy theory. Soon it'll be a conspiracy theory. You know, my grandpa claimed there used to be a thing called a jury. Oh, that's an arrestable offense. They'll cut your carbon credit on that. No, that's the N-word. You can't say the word jury. That's a nasty anti-Semitic word. Church, that'll be like that, you know. One day they'll say that babies used to be born from women. They'll say, that's a conspiracy theory. Already most of the births are cesarean. We're all being turned into factory farm creatures. So this all ties together. And look, here's Mike Lindell. Oh, I need to raise $300,000 for my legal defense. He's run all the way to the wall. People are like, oh, yeah, what do you need? You're not fighting anybody. Ha, ha. Same thing with us trying to raise funds to fight. They're attacking the people that tell the truth that are effective. So let's get into Todd Blanche a little bit. Good old Todd Blanche. You got Trump in the news saying, who's holding up on our side? He wants to know who's blocking everything. Well, we found out it's Todd Blanche. Patrick Byrne says of him, you're DOJ. Pam Bondi works remotely from Florida, flies up for announcements. Todd Blanche runs Pam Bondi's DOJ, was a Dem until 2025, and has blocked Tina's release, investigation into Dominion, restitution for J6 political prisoners, pardons Trump once, yeah, Ed Martin, yeah, all of it. Since he got in, none of the pardons have happened until this congressman from New York. And you can read what he had to say about me after he blocked the investigation. DOJ ordered through a Senate inquiry into FBI agent who sued Alex Jones. So at least ABC News gets it right. It should have been ran the lawsuits, created them, which is violates the emoluments clause. But he's quoted in here about how I'm fringe and I don't deserve any rights. Here's the New York Times. Part enabler, part buffer. The bind of the Justice Department's number two. And it's all about how great he is and how wonderful he is. And he says, we don't need to be helping Alex Jones. It's pointless that Ed Martin would want to embarrass the administration on behalf of fringe activist Alex Jones. And then it goes on that he attacked Trump. Trump doesn't even know this. When they removed the U.S. attorney that wouldn't charge, when they already had the indictment from the grand jury, Comey and Mr. Blanche, who tried to block Trump's lawyer he brought in, Halligan's appointment. So see, oh, we finally got a prosecutor that's indicted people? And there was Todd Blanche trying to block it. Oh, he's such a good conservative. He's so great. Every time popping up. Every time popping up. Mr. Martin, who wears a Columbo-inspired trench coat and goes by Eagle Ed, was a driving force behind the indictment, which was secured by Lindsey Halligan, hastily installed by the president as interim U.S. attorney in Eastern District of Virginia. And it said, but Mr. Blanche tried to block it. He wouldn't have the Comey indictment to Letitia James because of this guy. Red-handed, red-handed. Trump's like, who's doing it? Here he is, 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 here he is. Oh, and he's hanging out with Ghislaine Maxwell. We got more on this guy straight ahead. Stay with us, and we'll get to the big news.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fortune con go, fortune era, si, la
Fratibus Ocellis, potum amici murmurera, sunt tradi prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The crew just ran this Daily Mail article into me. I wasn't aware of it. You just heard me reveal about 15 minutes ago. That there have been discussions about ways to illustrate to President Trump that Todd Blanche is a total Democrat Party operative, which he is on record. And again, he was Trump's criminal lawyer. Trump likes him. He lost all the cases for Trump. And I was saying that this is all coming out. Well, here's the headline. Trump's star prosecutor is knifed for being a Democrat as Pam Bondi's DOJ splinters. Trump's star prosecutor? He tried to keep Letitia James and Jim Comey from being indicted. It's on record over a month ago, and he got caught. And Trump said, remove them or you're fired. And now he's trying to keep J6ers in jail. He's trying to keep people that election officials that expose fraud in jail. And then he's saying, Alex Jones is fringe. We don't need to help him. No, Ed Martin's commission from the president and his special office all over the country as a strike force leader, the strike force leader, no one else will take it. They're all too scared. He's created other strike forces. They all just piss on themselves and do nothing. So he's been handed like three strike forces now. Imagine that. Thousands and thousands of prosecutors and investigators trying to get all that together. Drinking out of a fire hose. And his government weaponization task force, all the congressional hearings, all about it, is about the DOJ and the FBI censoring, persecuting, prosecuting, black-opping the American people, talk show hosts, journalists, members of Congress. What do you think Arctic Frost is? Well, he's the Frosty Man. He's Jack Frost in that. I mean, he is a darling of the Democrats, Southern District of New York, protege of the commies. And Trump didn't know this. Now, last administration, 90% were bad. I'd say 20% are bad now. The good news is, as I said weeks ago, Todd Blanche can run, just like Fiona Hill that we targeted, but he can't hide politically, nonviolently. And what does he think is going to happen now as he continues to sabotage all these prosecutions where we already have the indictments handed down by the grand juries? You know Trump's learning about it right now. And I love the Democrat Party law firms when it came out that they don't even know about the other investigations. Investigating what they'd done, they do now. And we're like, let's just stir up the hornet's nest first. And get them to run around and freak out about the FBI running this and the DOJ, and then Blanche will come in and protect it and block it. And then that'll just be one more thing. Yeah. Oh, I know you're the Southern District. You're so smart. Oh, you're masterminds. How do we deal with your power? See, I didn't ever even seek the Trump administration or DOJ to protect me from their operatives inside. But I can certainly be of service to smoke them out of their holes. And they've fallen into our trap just like we knew they would.
I'm afraid this battle station will be quite operational when your friends arrive.
So, you got to read this article, though, because you've got MI6, that's the Daily Mail, running to defend Blanche. Oh, and the New York Times, oh, Blanche, he's so good. Don't, no, no, he's good. Keep him, yes. I love it. I love it. So, I got to move on to the stories. I'm sorry. It's hilarious. And there's a lot more coming out, not just with my case. But like they said, the good guys at the DOJ, they've been really reckless with Infowars. And we have them. And they're not as arrogant as they used to be. Obama does interviews now and just stutters and stammers because they released the documents. He ran the whole Crossfire Hurricane thing. I told you that back in 2016, before we even knew the name of Crossfire Hurricane. We had the NSA database we were being spied on. Kind of a big deal, right? I was the first to deliver the information to Trump. Front page, New York Times. Alex Jones falsely tells the president he's under surveillance by groups loyal to Obama in the government. Remember those CNN broadcasts? Who was right? Who was wrong? So, I'm simply a worm that has volunteered to be put on a hook. And said, however I can be service to the country, I volunteer for destruction. I don't want to be destroyed, but if you're going in on a suicide mission, which is any military operation that has a 50% or higher rate of destruction, it's volunteering for a suicide mission. People wonder how in war and history there's so many volunteer for suicide missions, like Colonel Travis DeAlamo. It's because you believe in something bigger called victory over evil. And it's so alluring, and the energy off of it is a Christ-like energy. And people think of a Christ-like energy as some wimpy thing. Jesus is wimpy. He lets them beat him and cut him and slice him and drive nails in his hands and stab him with a spear and all the rest of it. No, it's the toughest thing ever. Because it's the big victory on the other side. And see, these evil people can't think like that. They're not thinking about generations from now with space bases everywhere and humans going to the next level and living to thousands of years old and all the great experiences they're going to have and the wonderful things they're going to experience and they're an extension of us. And they're going to look back on us and they're going to love us and honor us. That is awesome. And that's third dimensional eternal life through our genetics and through our culture. Because see, our spirit is so powerful, it leaves ripples and footprints in the snow and the sand. Our wake is eternal. Just the stuff that comes out of our tailpipe. Just our exhaust is consciousness. You ever think about that? Nobody ever did until now, and now you know. This body is its own life form. With all my ancestors, all the instinct, all the will, all the courage, all the love, all the passion, genetically, skin to skin, sperm to egg, touching all the way back to the beginning of our species. One unbroken chain. That alone is beyond fabulous. And that's only third dimension. The equivalent of a footprint in the sand. All of this third dimension is the equivalent of the shadow of what we are. Now you're starting to realize why in Genesis, God says, I have made you in my own image. The reflection in the water is not the thing, but it is the reflection. Don't ever let anyone tell you you're garbage. If you believe you're garbage, you will be garbage. You're not garbage. You were created in God's eternal, all-powerful mind. You are a fractal shard of God's consciousness. You are not God, but you are a slice, a piece of God's infinite power. And through that connection, you are with God. You are one with God. You are not God. You are with God. Understand the distinction? The Satanist will say, the snake will say, you are God. No, you are not God. You are with God. And the eye has not seen, the ear has not heard, but God has in store for us. I'm sorry, I got so much to say, but I'm preaching today. So, imagine their foolishness. The left thinks they can bully us and dominate us and give us to give up. But we're not in the phase of being asleep anymore. That doesn't matter. But they're still running that attack. And they think when they come down and crush us, keep Tina Peters, that was the head election official, and prove they had fraud when the head of elections of the state, Soros operative, gave on the internet the code keys to hack the election publicly, really giving out data and compromising it. She just downloaded the proof and went to the police and said, I've got the proof of the fraud right here. It is. Your ass is going out of the prison, and Todd Blanche is battling to keep her in prison. Todd Blanche is battling to keep her in maximum security. And then, you don't think Ed Martin and other people are just trying to get out of jail because they like her. Of course they are, but it's a little bit bigger than that, isn't it? Now he's been running her mouth against her. Been running his mouth against me. Yeah, she's just a hero, but to him, she's just some fringe scum, not part of the Southern District of New York FBI mafia. Who's this woman think she is? We'll keep her ass in prison. We'll show her and everybody else. You better get out and lick our boots, boy. Because we're the lawyers. We're the smart people out here. Okay. How's your running record now the last few years? You looked around the world. You see what the trends all show? You're not just getting routed. You're being destroyed. And people like Tina Peters, when she gets out, is going to end up being the governor of Colorado or the senator from Colorado or maybe the president later. Because we do these wars not just to beat the enemy at the time, but to find out who's who. That's what the animating contest of liberty is all about. You only find out in a war who's for real and who's got the gear. So this is just the beginning of our victories. And it is true what Thomas Jefferson said, that the blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. But that doesn't just mean physically dying. It means the pain and the persecution and what you go through is an example to others. And it's a proving, it's a trial. Life is a trial. Life is a test. Embrace it. Engage it. Take it on. Thank God you were given consciousness. You're not going to be given all this fabulous power of consciousness and what humans can build and do and incredible in the image of God, little g. You're not just given demigod power without the danger of the power. Because what does Spider-Man's uncle say? With great power comes great responsibility. And we're just little babies right now. And look at the power we got. We're learning about power. And we're seeing the people and learning who shouldn't have power. Well, Kamala Harris shouldn't have power. Jack Smith shouldn't have power. Todd Blanche shouldn't have power. Chucky Schumer shouldn't have power. Keir Starmer shouldn't have power. Because the truth is, power is a responsibility. And if you're carrying out power for the people, it's going to be hard. You're going to have to be engaged, focused, constantly working, because you've got to figure it all out and do the best you can. But just to be evil and say, screw everybody, rob everybody, we're the elite, who cares what happens? Let them eat cake. That's really what evil's about, is laziness. See, if you love your fellow humans, you're going to do a good job for them, and then you're going to have a great life too. But if you don't love your fellow humans, well, then we're all doomed, aren't we? And then you go, well, screw it, the nihilism's here, I'm just going to have fun and not care. And then society breaks down and falls apart. God wants you to take the challenge. God wants you to step across the line and commit to the fight. Just like working out, Sunday morning, 7:30. All right, do 50 push-ups, and then do 50 burpees, and then do 5 minutes of different ab exercises, and we're going to lift weights. And, man, right when I start doing those burpees, about 15, I'm like, this is horrible. But at the end of the 50, I'm feeling good. I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm doing 50 push-ups. All of a sudden, I'm doing, you know, a couple minutes of crunches and a couple minutes of plank and a couple minutes of, you know. I'm like, damn, I'm feeling good. And by the end of it, 60 minutes later, I'm like, let's go 80 minutes. Let's go further. I'm feeling too good. I can get too tired, lady. Sure. Yeah, let's have a dick dragger. Give me more. Rather than metaphysically sitting on your couch 500 pounds, unable to get up and go take a dump. That's good. That's evil. Work and focus and commitment gives you good. Evil gives you, well, you know, a world of hurt. And Todd Blanche is just endemic of the establishment butt kissers that don't realize your establishment's gone, sweetheart. Oh, you can sit at the trough and act like you're elites and bumble around and hang out with CNN reporters in your off time and do all that for as long as you want, believing you're part of the establishment, believing that shiny object is success. But that world you were a big fish in, that lake you were a big fish in, that lake's a desert now, sweetheart. That train already left the station. So you got the Daily Mail, the New York Times, and everybody else. Now they're like, oh, Trump had to get his own lawyer to go prosecute Comey. He's outmatched by the... They'll bring in other big lawyers. What matters is we're getting action. And we're going to overwhelm them with thousands of indictments or we'll be destroyed. But you never saw any movement the first 4 years, as I told you, you wouldn't. And I was the black pillar. I was the bad guy. And I was the realist. No. Once the ice breaks, once the rats start leaving the sinking ship, once they figure this out, it all collapses in on itself. So running through this, four ways Tina Peters' constitutional rights were violated in the effort to imprison her for 9 years, and Todd Blanche trying to keep her in prison right now for exposing fraud. And it goes on and on and on. MAGA turns on Trump's top lawyer. Well, I mean, he's the one literally blocking it all. We're supposed to pretend like he's not? Todd Blanche's pass hangs over him as top DOJ official in Epstein case. Oh, the one that went and met with Ghislaine and put her in minimum security. But that Tina Peters, boy, she didn't traffic kids, so she stays in high security. Blanche breaks silence on meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell. Impossible to say if she was credible. Oh, yeah. Ghislaine Maxwell moved to federal prison camp in Texas, the best prison in the U.S. Todd Blanche is blocking any new J6 pardons. Yep. heavily involved in Spygate, working for Obama, all of them. Working with Adam Kinzinger. Didn't want J6ers released. He's a bad dude. Trump didn't know, made a big mistake, and now we're spotlighting Todd Blanche. And we'll see how he likes it when he goes bye-bye and they bring in the AG from Missouri or other places, or Ed Martin. We'll see how that ends up for you. All right, I'm going to stop. I probably shouldn't have spent a whole hour on that, but it's pretty important. All the massive world news, all the massive hack attack news, is this the prelude to the big cyber attack? Now, the Democrats calling for more violence. I'm just loaded for bear here. Now the FDA is admitting no studies were ever done basically on any vaccines. It's all a giant lie, including the flu shot. Oh, I thought it was all safe and effective. It's all coming out. This is the time of revolution. This is the time of the big reveal. Everything we wanted is starting to happen. We're getting more done in a month. We used to get done in 20 years against tyranny. Is it moving quick enough? Not for me, but if you compare to the speed we were, it's light speed now. That's why the bad guys are so scared. That's why they're trying to get a civil war going, because they know they've lost. Now, I was out at dinner a few weeks ago after my dad had heart surgery, and my mom and my dad were ranting and raving about how great the bovine colostrum was they got. We got samples of it like 4 months ago. We've been selling it 2 months. The last run sold out, but it's now back in stock for only a few days. If you buy it, already discounted, any other supplement, ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the spike protein detox, ultimate life force, they're all 50% off any other supplement when you get the bovine colostrum that's so incredible that's back in stock. Here's my parents at dinner. I was not trying to do a product placement thing here. We're at Rex's 23rd birthday. And when my dad and mother, Dad, we're so proud of you. Great job with the surgeons. Thanks for all your prayers for my dad. But Mom, you were literally without me soliciting. You've been on colostrum now 2 months.
I know.
And we have the very best at theultrashore.com. And I'm serious. I didn't bring this up.
Tell us what happened.
Tell us what happened.
I have been on colostrum for about 2 or 3 months. And a back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker. Beautiful.
So who was it? Whose convention did you take it? Steve Heinberg or something?
It was Mary Heinberg.
Yeah, they're really smart. They're listeners. So... Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it really
does. You put that on bread?
Does
what, no, it's funny. I didn't even know the Heimbergs, I guess, because Steve and Marianne, like a year ago, your house, like, you need to sell this. So we started, and we got the best brand. It's the strongest. It's no joke. The first 2 weeks of mammals, milk is totally different. It's like magic.
That back problem was from when you were born. I have a pinched nerve or something. I've never really known what it was.
No, you can play my whole life.
And it has bothered me. And I just go through the pain because if you're going to have it, you're going to have it, right? There's nothing to do about it.
Well, I haven't asked you this yet. Have you taken the methylene blue yet?
No, uh-uh. I'm scared of that.
Really?
I'm scared it'll make me like Roseanne Barr. Not that she's not wonderful. Just kidding.
You're afraid you'll be... Though she came on the show like 6 months ago, and she said, I don't know if I can do it. She felt sick. I gave it to her. She was bouncing off the walls 30 minutes later.
How do you portion this friend? Oh, it comes off.
Well, you know, for some people, a generic supplement choice that's less, you know, radical than the methylene blue, which is incredibly powerful, might make more sense. Something like a methyl drive, a power plant, an ultimate burn even. But especially if you're talking about younger people, methylene blue is radically powerful.
Absolutely. And then we've got the beauty queens.
Do we need anything else at the moment?
Love you, Charlotte.
I think we're good for right now.
Thank you,
Charlotte.
Man, I'm blessed. What a family. Hour number 3, straight ahead. We will never surrender.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Bookend on Todd Blanch and the crisis of the Justice Department that I've been talking about for a long time. It's coming to a head now. If President Trump doesn't remove Todd Blanch and all the other deep staters in the DOJ, he has no hope of saving the country, and they are going to come after him and his family when he's out in 3 years. That's a guarantee, and he knows that. He's been asking, who's behind this? Mr. President, I just spent an hour showing where he was in the news saying he doesn't like your new prosecutor. He tried to block her who indicted Comey and Letitia James. What more do you need to know? And then he's calling me fringe and saying it's okay. The FBI created the lawsuits against me and funded them illegally. And all the other crap they did in the bankruptcy. Totally illegal, cut and dry. And they're just like, oh, he's fringe. No, the left and the DOJ leftist lawyers and the New World Order and the trans mafia and all of that is what's fringe. InfoWars is the base of liberty. And the globalists know that. And they hate it. So President Trump, you must get control of the DOJ and you must stop the sabotage, or America and you and all of us collectively are doomed. Do what must be done. The evidence is overwhelming. Release Tina Peters, the hero that exposed the fraud in the election, proving what you said happened. And know who is behind this persecution. Know the big mistake you made because you didn't know. Don't repeat what you did 8 years ago, 9 years ago. Please, for all our collective future. Thank you. Now, finishing up, because I did that so quickly. I've been told for years to get bovine colostrum. It's the milk that a mammal produces as a cow. In the first 2 weeks, it's the natural vaccine, it's super nutrients, it's growth factor, it's anti-cancer, it's everything. And so I was looking at the write-up we did. Oh, gut repair, immune power, muscle recovery, stress support, toxin shield, better absorption of nutrients. But it's so good for your gut. It's way beyond that. We have the strongest, best from the top selling brand in the country that lets us private label it. Yes, ChatGPT, what it's known to do. Preservation of upper respiratory tract infections and symptoms reduction. Attenuation of exercise-induced immune suppression. Antiviral and antibacterial effects. I mean, just ask ChatGPT about bovine colostrum's effects. Reduction of diarrhea. Improved gut health. Stopping leaky gut. Support for gastrointestinal disorders, which is the whole body. Enhance recovery and reduce inflammation. Increase strength and exercise capability. Hormonal and atomic support. It goes on and on. Metabolic health, wound healing, and tissue repair. Anti-cancer potential. Major studies show it's anti-cancer and tumor inhibition, meaning shutting it down. Wow. Yeah, we're mammals, and they try to get women not to breastfeed the first few weeks. Half the time their milk doesn't come in because the colostrum is clear. It's not white like milk. It is pure gold. And we have the non-pasteurized, super concentrated. Each serving is massive with this. It is incredible. Get your bovine colostrum. The first run sold out quick. Back in stock. And when you buy bovine colostrum, the highest quality, the AlexJonesStore.com right now, for only a few days, that's an alert right here. You get 50% off on all the other supplements. The methylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the spike protein, cardiovascular detox, ultimate life force, all of it. 50% off right now when you get bovine colostrum back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the second American revolution worldwide. Back in 60 seconds, start your engines.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Cover a lot of news in the next 30 minutes. Then I'm going to fire up the phones, take calls, and cover more news interspersed with your calls. So the main transmission really starts now. We did some housekeeping the last few hours and a little preaching. But now I'm going to give you the exclusive coming up. Is Trump really planning to pardon P. Diddy? What's behind that? Poland says to Putin, don't go to Budapest in Hungary. Don't fly over our airspace. And now the Russians say they might not go to the peace deal. What's really happening in Gaza? The left intensifying calls for violence. We mentioned it. We haven't gotten to that yet. What was behind the biggest internet outage in modern history, in internet history in the last few days? That's coming out. And this, Obama's ex-CIA director, John Brennan, criminally referral to DOJ by Congress. Well, that's just icing on the cake. I can tell you grand juries are open in three states on John Brennan. And I did not get that from Ed Martin. Ed Martin, every time I say something, gets bitched out, calling the carpet, as if my only source is Ed Martin. I asked Ed Martin over a month ago when I was in D.C. with him. I said, well, I think it's going to be Comey and Letitia James indicted first. He looked at me, he smiled, and he said, he literally had a plate with Oreo cookies on. He said, eat one of these. And he said, be sure when you talk about that, you don't say I told you that. He said, I have no comment. So, how did I call Comey being the first, Letitia James being the second? Deep research. And it's not like the sources know either. We just know what's ripening. I knew that grand juries were close to indicting them and were open 4 months ago. And the word was, I'd heard they'd been indicted, but it was being blocked by prosecutors about a month before it came out, that indeed the prosecutors were blocking it. But we have all these other federal prosecutors. We have all these other FBI agents. We broke that Pam Bondi was given an old Epstein list 2 days before she brought it out. And it was the people we had on that went and warned her she'd been set up. So it's frustrating to me. Like, any of you can go, oh my God, I've got the best track record of accuracy. But do I have to sit there and explain constantly? And I shouldn't have to explain how I get information, because that could hurt the information. But I also need you to listen to me so you know I'm not just making stuff up here. The bad guys literally lose sleep at night. I'm living rent-free in their head, because they know we're reaching tens and tens and tens of millions of people a day, 30, 40 million conservatively. Those are light days. Some days, hundreds of millions. And they're just, oh my God, get him off the air. And I'm actually frustrated that so many times we track back how something broke or how something made it through and got the enemy, how a torpedo got through and blew them up politically, that it is us. They know that. We know that. I don't want to be in a position where I'm the one sinking all the enemy ships, because that means we haven't woken enough people up and there's not enough hardcore people. And it also means I'm the big target. I want to become obsolete. I want to retire. And I'm not bitching. Like, I love this fight so much, I'm totally committed to it. But if we totally turn the tide and won, you will never hear from me again. But these guys trying to shut me up, trying to get me off the air, well, that just makes me work even harder. So it's a paradox. It's a paradox. But I could really get into writing a few books a year and making a film and maybe working, you know, 3-4 months out of the year total, you know, divide it up. And a lot of camping, a lot of hiking, a lot of fishing, and a lot of stargazing and a lot of barbecuing. I mean, you know. So I'm like, totally love this and I'm totally committed, but it's like I do nothing but this. I had dreams all last night, nothing about fighting the globalists. It's just like, this is all I'm not against it. I'm just kind of like, I know that once I don't have to do that, I'm going to go. And that's why my enemies aren't that smart. Like, messing with me and doing this and trying to shut me up constantly, trying to make me give up. Well, that has the opposite effect. Somebody like me or Trump or the average American. I mean, they're demanding this fight, so they got it. All I ask for listeners to realize is we're winning so many big battles now. We're starting to win the war. But now is the time to intensify operations. That's called pressing the attack, fighting through the objective. We are now in the zone of victory here, and it's up to us to win this, and it's up to us to lose this. We are now the deciders. We now control history. We are now in the catbird seat. We're now at the wheel. We're now in the driver's seat. We're now in the cockpit. We're now in the crow's nest. We are now in command. And it took a lot to do this. I'm talking about all of us collectively. And we sure stirred up the bad guys. And as long as we keep fighting,
They will just continue to expose themselves. But these white pillars and stuff that say it's we've won, we're invincible, that is the plague. And black pillars telling us that we're all screwed, there's no good in the world, they're even worse. All right, I want to show the Columbia president very coldly. And you can tell this guy couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. It's always these guys. Talking about, well, if Trump doesn't stop, he needs to be taken out. And we'll play the clip, people in Chicago and the mayor saying it's a civil war. I mean, all these guys would, again, fold like a house of cards in a high wind when push comes to shove. But they want somebody else to do the violence for them. So let's play this great new promo that I already played once today, but it's so good, that Darren McBreen put out. Because it's so critical to understand this is all on purpose. And then at the end of it, play Robert De Niro yesterday whining and bitching and defending Letitia James, saying she's being persecuted, she's being lawfare. No, she ran on lawfare. She ran on persecution with fake cases, and none of it was true. But with her, it's cut and dry fraud. It's so perfect. I've been through 4 bankruptcy-ordered outside giant audits using InfoWars money in the estate, in my little ranch and my house and stuff like that. They get the money, and the plaintiffs didn't want the money when that happened. They went, send in high-level investigators. And it was all true. I didn't hide anything, didn't have a bunch of money, had meager assets, New York Times, got a giant tax refund, which they got, then used to attack me again and sue my family. People said, why are you doing bankruptcy? Well, I'm out of money. Well, they're going to crucify you. And I said, they're going to be forced, saying I have all this hidden money, to be shown who they are. And they're going to use the money for the bankruptcy against me. But it's like, I understand that. It's called being Christ-like, not being a wimp. Got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. I went, I'm going to let them persecute me. Everything they say will be a lie. And then if they still can get somebody to set me up or destroy me, that's fine. That's what God's telling me to do. And see how it worked out for them. Pull the New York Times article. By my big enemy, that lady that writes all the fake, she finally told her, and said, turns out he never really had any money. Oh, really? It would have been fine if I did. But we had a bunch of money. I was putting it into reporters and news and bandwidth and advertisers for the show. In the years where I had like, oh my God, I just made $10 million, they got really scared when I went and bought millions and millions and millions of dollars in advertising. Billboards on highways, tens of millions on Google for the show. We were already number one, 2016-17. I said, let's go next level. Let's take the profit and pump it into ads. And we went even higher. Because God made me a steward and God gave me the money through you supporting. And so, in the fight, I went one chip for me in my car and my house and so I can eat a steak. Great, but I don't worship money. 1,000 chips to the fight. And that's why they get me on the stand and say, you got a $9 million Bitcoin donation. Personally, what'd you do with that? I said, I put it all in the company. We're going to get you for perjury. This is a federal investigation. You want to revise that? Nope. Gave it all the fight. And they couldn't believe, because if they got $9 million, they'd have stuck it up their ass. I couldn't shove that money into the fight fast enough. It was like a sword in my hand. As soon as it fell in my hand, bleh, no hesitation. Blah, blah. Money, bleh. Power, bleh. Instant, yeah. Zero thought, zero, total commitment already happened, and they don't know how to deal with something like that. See, I didn't crawl out of some rock like you people. My ancestors were amazing. They built the West.
They created it all. Founded the country. Founded Texas. Created the stock exchange. Conquered England 1,000 years ago. That blood flows through my veins. I'm not trash like you. And you know it, and that's why you hate me. That's why you hate everybody else that isn't trash like you. All right, go to the clips. I'm going to come back with the news. I have said thousands of times, and I have said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes 5-6 times when I'm talking to him. Please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago, and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying, the Democrats are kamikazes. It's all on purpose. They hate America. They're Satanists. They want to bring us down. It's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth. And when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, ha, 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 ha. And as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, ah! And they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 million people. And all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it. They believe they'll bring in their world government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way.
I like what Letitia James is doing. She's fighting back. She's saying, fuck you. I'm sorry. This is where we are. She's saying, this is it. I will not be taken down by this person. I am not afraid of him. And God bless her for that. Mm-hmm. And that's how other people have to be. I saw a thing about ICE going in and getting some lady, a black woman who was saying, she was pretty on. I was on the news. I was watching it yesterday. Somebody sent it to me. Mm-hmm. She laid it in, and those ICE guys knew that she was right, and they better not mess with her. And that's what you need, people who are saying, I've had enough of this. And we've all had enough. It's right in front of us. People have to stand up, do it nicely, peacefully, and all that. You don't want to give him an excuse to do what we all say he would want to do and call it the Insurrection Act and all that. So.
Robert De Niro is a cowardly piece of filth. You know, he says, oh, rural people are voting for Trump because they don't get enough good news. Rural people, on average, if you look at the studies, watch more mainstream television than people in cities. No, rural people live in the real world on average, and so they know what's going on. The more elitism from Robert De Niro. They want a civil war. They want violence. I got clips of that coming up with the head of Colombia and more. But here's another De Niro clip I just mentioned.
Trying to signal to the people they reach, and I'm certainly not reaching those people on this program, but maybe through little sound bites and this and that, and, you know, the internet and so on. They're trying to, they're used to seeing Trump do his stuff, and they talk and they listen, and that's the truth to them, because they don't listen to anything else except somewhere way out in the Midwest, somewhere out in the out west, in certain places, the rural places. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. Because he gets the air time. And I think that we need more air time, just more push against, and not, I wish that you can't do this in some ways, but that the news media could find ways to kind of ignore or tamp down nonsense from Trump. It's just total nonsense. But those people out there listen to it and assume if it can be on the air and it's out there, it's the truth.
Mr. De Niro?
So let's fact check that. You can look the studies up. 96 to 98% of corporate media coverage of Trump is negative. Just type it in. This has been on for 10 years. And we had Trump taken off all social media in late January 2021. I was already taken off before. I warned him he was next. He was taken off everything. He went on Twitter that day, an hour into the stuff at the Capitol, said, don't go in. It's a setup. Come back. Be peaceful. He said, before the march started, be peaceful. They took the video down so they could lie and say he said attack it. Wall Street Journal said I was there saying attack the building and go in. I couldn't even put it on X or anywhere to show the truth, but I had lawyers send the video to the Wall Street Journal and said we're suing you to correct it, and they did. And we did have Bandop video, so people, millions, we put it on there and had like 8 million views or something. It's the biggest video on Bandop video, last time I checked. Other things like the Spars, 2025, 2028, like 5 million. We had to have our own video system just so we could, like, show what happened. They had to be up there at night uploading it, you know, just so they were literally, Jones attacked, he ran the attack, Trump was there, he said attack, blah, blah, blah. You're the censors. If we had some way to tamp down on Trump, you already tried, jerk. You already failed. Now, here is the, I mean, there's dozens of these just today. Here is the head of Columbia University, Columbia president of the country, excuse me, I keep saying university. I'm a little teleprompter for you today. Here's the Columbia's president. That's even worse. Wraps his Univision interview by saying that if Trump won't change, the solution is to get rid of Trump. So here is the president of Columbia, the country, wraps his Univision interview by saying that if Trump won't change, the solution is to get rid of Trump. Here it is.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente, por esta extensa conversación en vivo. Me voy con preocupación.
Obvio, pero, preocupante la situación.
Pero
¿qué vida no
espero
tiene
que usted encuentre la sabiduría y el pragmatismo para salir de esto.
Ya veremos. Lo tengo. El problema es que dudo que eso esté en la mente de Trump. Pero confío en que la reserva democrática de las instituciones norteamericanas, que no aún existe en Colombia, sean capaces de poner la ciencia y la verdad por encima de la calumnia y la soberbia y la codicia.
Su misión no es cambiar a Trump.
No.
Su misión es buscar la mejor negociación posible para los millones de colombianos que dependen de esos empleos.
La humanidad tiene una primera salida y es cambiar a Trump. De diversas maneras. Puede ser por el mismo Trump. La más fácil. Si no, sácala a Trump.
So you basically veiled threat to kill Trump. That's the president of Colombia, a foreign leader, saying that. Here's up there on the stage with the mayor of Chicago a few days ago during the No Kings communist event, saying it's time to kill ICE. We're basically repeating what Don Lemon said last week.
You gotta grab a gun. We gotta turn around the guns on this fascist system. These ICE agents gotta get shot and wiped out. This state, the state machinery, that's a full display right there, has to get wiped out.
Turn the guns on ICE and wipe them out. Yep, that's who we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Trump's just made some huge announcements. We got so much coming ahead. I'm going to give the number out when we come back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
To AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored. Just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with the circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Short plug here and then get back into the news. And I'm just going to say this. For 14 months, I've been training about 6 days a week on average. Actually, we worked 10 days in a row. And then this morning I got here at 7:30 and Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL I trained with, he said, you know, we're both sore. His back was hurt. He was like lifting 500 pounds a few days ago. Deadlifts, I was doing 300. He's doing 500 for like six reps. I was doing 300 for six reps. He's like, he hurt his back. And he said, let's go eat breakfast. And he said, hey, you're taking your methylene blue again. I can see your face has gotten skinny because he weighs me, you know, at least once a week. Didn't gain weight, but I got puffy. And a few weeks ago, he said, hey, you're the one told me on methylene blue. He's like, looks 10 years younger. His face is, he's not a fat guy, but he's really muscular. But his head got smaller. You know, his fiance, Jen, talks about it. About 2 weeks ago, he goes, hey, man, your face has gotten puffy again. Are you taking methylene blue? And I said, you know, it's funny. The last month, I forgot to take it except a few times. He said, you got to take it every day. You're the one that told me. And so about 13 days ago, I started taking it religiously every day again. And boom, you can see it right now. You can take my face. So I weighed the same as I weighed 2 weeks ago. He weighed me again yesterday. And it's just incredible what it does. And I had pain in my hands from doing pull-ups and deadlifts because I got arthritis. I've broken both these bad boys plenty of times in fights when I was younger. And it's just gone. And you hear the callers call in. You hear the reports. And it's real. We have the best medical grade there is. It will change your life. You can get it 50% off right now. The capsules or the liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. When you get the bovine colostrum that we did the first run, it's a private label, the top selling brand in the U.S., 2,000 milligrams per scoop. Unbelievably incredible. It's already discounted, but when you buy that back in stock today, limited time offer, any of the supplements, including ultramethylene blue, are 50% off. But it's so frustrating because less than 1% of you buy the products. We could do so much if more of you did, plus the products are great. We've got to go get the Kirk Elliott interviews from 2 years ago, right through to now, and show a graph of him dead on with everything. Do you think I'd go on air 2 years ago and tell you that the surest bet is silver and then gold? And then exactly predict what would happen. Do you think I would tell you that if I didn't absolutely believe that? And it would take hours to go into all the fundamentals. Of course, I was right. It will take a nuclear war now for silver and gold to go down permanently. Because the globalists, and it's been decided, Even the globalists have their inflation model, make us poor with stagflation and have inflation. Trump knows inflation is unstoppable. He wants prosperity, increased product production, so paychecks go way up to match inflation, so it's not as bad. Or, okay. You can read the Financial Times of London. I told you this 2 years ago, they made the decision to just commit to inflation. It's going to go up, and you're not really making profit from it because you're just matching the inflation, except the profit's so huge, it's actually triple inflation right now. I know, 100% up, 90% up in a year, silver, 60% up, 65% up in a year. Actually, it is way up, way past inflation. But I mean, it's like, I tell you how I make decisions, I show you how I make decisions, and then I tell you this stuff, and I've had three members of my family, one close, two somewhat distant. I don't understand it. Get mad at me in the last month, one of them last week, and say, how did you know that? And I said, I already explained it to you. And like, well, why didn't you pressure me harder to do more? They're literally mad that I told them to do this, and all three people did a little bit, and I sold them on it and said, and when you make money in just a few months and you're up 10, 50%, realize you should fully commit and sell everything you got and get into it. And they're like, why'd you tell me that? Why'd you try to help me? And I'm like, well, I tell the public that. There's something spiritual where like people are mad you told them the truth. And I guess that's the way it's always been. But it's sick. And it's demonic. Like, if you get methylene blue, it will change your life. If you're on SSRIs, you may jump off a building. So don't take it if you're on those. Talk to your doctor. This is like not a joke. Irish CMOS, Shilajit, Ultimate Life Force, Cardio Cleaner Boost. Change your life. I'm a man with the record. All I do is tell the truth. I make mistakes maybe 2-3% of the time. But when I say something, you better believe that it is 100% what I stand for, what I believe. But you don't have to walk on faith. Look at the record. Now, to me, it was a no-brainer that silver and gold were going to explode. But the most important thing for you to know, if you're a long-term listener, have you heard me promote silver and gold for 13, 14 years? No, you haven't. And back when I shut it down at the top of the market, I said, this has been speculative. It should be higher because of inflation, but they're suppressing it. You should still have some as an emergency backup, but I'm out of silver and gold because I'm not steering you. I'm not going to lie to you and say this is going to go up a bunch. And then as soon as all the market factors came in, at the exact time it began to race up, I said, get in. That is incontrovertible on record, like all my other predictions, dead on. And I get the frustration of the family members because all three of them said, well, I should sell now, right? And when they got pissed, was I said, don't. And all three of them, it's like a program or something. It was like they were robots. Because I know these people forever, and they're not like this. It's like a demon. Well, you don't know. I mean, how do you know? How'd you just guess lucky? Well, I'm like, well, hey, it's your money. Do whatever you want. Like I'm. And all three of the family members later said, well, how much silver and gold you got? Why don't you have it? I said, I've been in bankruptcy. I can't own anything. I wish I was. And again, I'm only telling you this because I can figure stuff out. I can't figure this out. Like, how am I bad because I gave you incredible advice and then you didn't follow it as hard as you should have. Because I told not just three people, I told everybody I knew. I told crew members that own rent houses and stuff, I said, sell that right now and get into silver. One of them did. And again, people think it's weird, and I guess it's a selfishness. Like, I guess the average person has some weird selfishness where they think if you give somebody else good advice, it somehow hurts you. No, the more prosperity we have, the better for everybody. Trump gets that. Rising tides raise all ships. That's a fact. It'd be like you come into a small town, there's only four or five restaurants, and you're visiting family, and you say, hey, we're about to leave town, but before we're going to get lunch, where do you recommend we eat? And they go, oh, the best place is this diner down this road over here. I mean, is it that? I mean, I guess I'm just a Texan. And I always heard Texas is great and Texas flags and Texas is the best and our hospitality and we're great people and we're straight shooters. And I was a little kid. I'm like, man, I'm sick of this Texas stuff. These people are prideful. Even my own family, I just had this attitude of like, because I always instinctively, like, you don't just brag because you're a Texan. You don't just brag, you know, because your ancestor, you know, was the King of England or whatever. You don't live off of that. And, but then as I got older, I was like, damn, these old Texans are the best. I was like, everybody didn't grow up around these people where everybody could shoot bullseye at 300 yards and ride a broken Bronco and kick somebody's ass. And you'd call them at 3 a.m. and they'd come take care of you. You were sick. They always told you the truth. Do you mean everybody ain't like this? And I just wish the whole world could know what it was like, because it's basically gone now, to know real Texans. I know there's other good people around the world, too. I just know that I grew up around these badass Texans. And they're all dead now. They're all gone. And I don't hardly see anybody like them anymore. And it's like a dream. And I think about all these young people are never going to experience being around real men and real women. Honorable, strong. And then people think when you try to help them, you got some ulterior motive, you're trying to hurt them. Because they don't understand Benjamin Franklin. When he said, we all hang together, we hang separate. And that's the spirit of evil. Evil sells you on a zero-sum game. Evil sells you that there's nobody good. And that if you're going to succeed, somebody else has got to get hurt. And that's not how this works in the paradigm of good. But because we're a mixed system of evil and good, yeah, you can get ahead being evil, but you can get way more ahead being good. And I didn't make some conscious decision to be good. It was what I did. It's who I was. And the more we're right, and the more we're proven correct, the more people hate us. You know, if civilization collapses, we're all dead. You know, the globalists plan to collapse society for control. Even their top people pulled out because they figured out they're not insulated from it. Well, any idiot could tell you that. But they're spiritually missing that ingredient. Jesus didn't say, do unto others as you've had do unto you, is some candy-ass thing. If you treat people like you want to be treated, that's going to spread. You're going to have a good society. But if you see people as something to be screwed and exploited, other people are going to pick up on that, and you're going to live in a hell. Enough about KAPM.com/gold. If people don't know to get gold and silver right now, I can lead a horse to water. I can't make him drink. I only tell the story because I think I've seen it all at 51. I ain't seen nothing yet. Aristotle said, I know nothing. But it's next level to have people pissed off that they didn't take my advice and then somehow get mad at me. But see, they're pissed off because they didn't like the right move, and so somehow I'm bad. No, you're bad. Because you don't take advice from proven people that spend all their time busting their ass to tell you the truth. And when somebody hands you success on a silver platter, you shit all over it. It's like attacking capitalism and free market and the West when everybody knows it's fabulously better than everything else. And evil wants it shut down because it can't compete with it. Do I need to sell America versus everything else? I guess if you don't know history, you don't know. So I can't help you. Because if you think silver and gold is valuable, it's nothing compared to your soul. So I don't know what to say anymore. But I get it. People don't believe there's good. And so the devil in them sees somebody that's good and says, no, that's what's bad. And they can't even take account of Trump doing better than I thought he could even do. And all they can do is sit back and look at how the strong man stumbled and say he could have done that better, he could have done this better. So let me answer this question over at the news. Big picture. Trump is not a king. And Trump is not a dictator. And the left is trying to destabilize things and sabotage things to push him into emergency powers that aren't dictatorial but are there for an emergency so they can then claim he's a dictator and have a civil war. But that's failed. They may pull off some big false flag, but I'm saying their power in that paradigm and that setup, the Podesta plan, is failing and falling apart right now. Next, as I told you last week, they'll go to cyber attacks, internet outages. They'll go to government shutdowns, as I said a year ago, to sabotage. Next is economic attack. First, they try the economic attack the first 6 months. That didn't work. They go to civil war. That doesn't work. Back to economic attack. That doesn't work. False flag, go to war with Russia. Like, that's crazy. That'll get them killed. They're demons. They don't care. They want the power. World War IV. Economic collapse. That's how they get it done now. And Ted Cruz came out and said, oh, the left's still powerful. They can do violence. They can do uprising. Yeah, but no one's going to buy it. I even said months ago, their power is dissipating. I would advise them not to false flag. It's not going to work. They don't need me to advise them. They already got that. The false flag is eclipsing. May still happen. Or some nut whose program may still do it. Got enough Democrats up there, you know, calling for violence. It may happen. Got them shooting up people's houses that, you know, have Trump signs. Got footage of that today. But what we're doing is wargaming all of this. What did I say I was going to cover next? I'm just all over the map today. The point is that we are at the crossroads right now. And in fact, we're almost past the crossroads. We're at the crossroads and there's the right road and we're already on the right road, but the crossroads is like 20 feet behind us. And the devil has got a quiver of arrows. And he can try to hit us in the back and get us to turn around and go back and fight him. What did Jesus say when he's being tested up on the mountain in the desert after 30 days to know? No food or water. Weakening himself down for the contest with Satan. When Satan says, I can give you the whole world right now, just bow down and worship me, he said, get behind me, Satan. We are now in the position where we have the initiative and Satan is behind us. Satan just gets in front of our destiny. We've actually, Satan's been in front of us for hundreds of years. He's been blocking humanity. We have now actually gotten around Satan at the crossroads, and we are metaphysically 30, 40 feet down the road, but Satan's got a whole quiver of arrows on his back. And he can hit us hundreds of yards out. We need to run with ideas and truth and justice and the opposite. That's running. We need to promote the truth. That's running with the idea, running with the ball towards the end zone. We have to sprint, and those arrows are coming by us, and a few are going to hit us. But we got to just get out of the zone of his arrows, because he's not allowed to follow us down the road. He's now in his last gasp. But he's... firing those arrows. And we can feel them hitting our back. But when we get out of range of those arrows, it's over for Satan. He wants us to turn around and pull our sword out and go back down the road and get back at the crossroads and hack his ass up. But he's already beaten. You have to take the arrows and you got to stumble across the finish line out of his range. And then society is reborn. And that's where we are. We're only 30, 40 feet away, though. There's another 150, 160 feet. Maybe 500 feet. Maybe 1,000 feet. He's got some arrows that go far. It doesn't matter. We're getting close. And you can see the fear in the Satanist eyes. They know their time has come. And so the full energy is coming of the devil. We've made it past the finish line. Except he's got arrows. The first finish line is making the right decision, turning the course. That's happened in the average heart and mind of the world. We're winning. But there's the arrows. The slings and arrows. But we're almost there. All right. Here's the toll-free number to join us. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And you're welcome to talk about any subject you want, but I really think we should talk about the No Kings fizzling. What are they going to do next? Trump announcing he's going to start. He's already declared him terrorist, but now he says the attacks on Mexican drug cartels are about to begin. That is in the Monroe Doctrine. That is in our hemisphere. They are attacking us. Mexico's an anarcho state. I've never been for offensive wars. I don't want regime change in Venezuela because Trump can get set up with the CIA in a Bay of Pigs, but he has the right, and Thomas Jefferson would do what Trump's about to do. And I told you months ago he's going in. Right now that's happening. But Mexico is even clearer, and he'll force Mexico to back the drug cartels that Trump's about to spend in the special forces to kill. That was all announced. I haven't gotten to that yet. But this is a big deal. And I don't want you to think we're completely out of the woods yet, in my view. You know, you have your own views. I'd love to hear from you. But no one's going to buy them truck bombing a traditional black college or shooting at the migrants now. We've so saturated the public mind that Trump would never do that. He doesn't have a motive. The left's pre-hyped it. They're the ones behind it. That's the change. Not make predictions so they come true and you go, ooh, you're smart. Make so many predictions they come true that finally people listen and you can change the future. That was my mission 27 years ago when God told me. And now it's being fulfilled. Hour number four, your calls and more straight ahead. Share those live feeds now.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
You're a librarian, Mr. Wordsworth. You're a dealer in books and 2 cent fines and pamphlets and closed stacks and the musty insides of a language factory that spews out meaningless words on an assembly line. Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind, like a vacuum that you make believe has an existence by scribbling index numbers on little cards.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins with printer's ink. The narcotics that you call literature, the Bible, poetry, essays of all kind, all of it an opiate to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind. You waste our time, Mr. Wordsworth, and you're not worth the waste. Instruct him.
Romney Wordsworth, step back to await the finding of this board.
Yes, sir.
How do you find, ladies and gentlemen?
Obsolete.
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 I concur.
Romney Wordsworth, step forward. The board finds you obsolete.
And last Thursday, I'm getting him on later in the week, in studio, Jay Dyer read a official PhD textbook taught all over the United States and Europe in the 80s, how they would use viruses and pandemics and other things to create the idea of essential and non-essential workers to get us locked down, to teach us that certain people aren't needed. And they do it in high schools, college, elementary schools, everywhere. They call it spaceship or lifeboat, where they go, we're on a spaceship. There's only enough food to get to the planet we're going to for 8 people, but there's 14. Let's decide who's essential, who's not. So you start thinking about who to kill. Of course, Rod Serling was a paratrooper, veteran, World War II, anti-communist, great patriot. Jewish, awesome. Whether it was German or Chinese, what he said was beautiful, and what he stood for in his books, and read so many of them, what he did was great. And he exposed what the real tyranny was all about. And that's what we face today. Play the intro to The Obsolete Man of Serling describing it, which is where we are today. Here it is.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
And that all seems familiar. By the way, I didn't get to this. Keir Starmer has announced they're suing U.S. companies, individuals. They say they control the First Amendment. That's globalism. Trump must take action now. Toll-free number to join is 877-789-2539. Your calls are coming up, and a ton of huge news I haven't hit yet. Stay with us.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're now into the fourth hour of this global transmission that the enemies of freedom have fought like the devil to shut down. But thanks to the perseverance of our listeners, our viewers, our sponsors, our affiliates, we are still here stronger and more effective than ever. And all glory goes to God, who is the gravity that holds us in place against the enemy. All right, I'm going to blitz a bunch of news I haven't hit yet, and I'm going to your calls, and boy, is there a lot. But I just want to say, in my 31 years on air, all glory goes to God. But God worked through all of you. And so I salute everyone that I've worked with, everyone that supported what we've done. We've been a family. It has been amazing. And I am just blown away and God-smacked by what we've done with God working through us. And this operation is a testament to populism and common sense and liberty. And if you compare, again, what we got done in the last 30 years to what's just happened the last year, we've done more against tyranny the last 10 months than happened in the last three decades. I'm just talking about me. I'm talking about everybody. So, again, to all the black-pilled doom and gloomers, all the Johnny Come Latelys, we created the Great Awakening, this audience of activists, and all these Johnny Come Latelys come in and enter the zone with disinfo and hate and blackpilling and bitching and complaining. That's the enemy. God is on the throne. God is in control. Now, take Secretary of DHS, Kristi Noem. The left pushes it. The right wing picks it up. Oh, she's Commando Barbie. She's on four-wheelers. She's at the border. She's confronting police chiefs in Portland that arrest citizens who are being attacked by Antifa. Kamala Harris was the border czar, didn't go to the border, but one time after incredible pressure 3 years later. Kristi Noem's agency is balls to the walls. People always think that's a sexual thing. No, it's an aircraft, the throttle all the way to the panel. They're kicking ass. They had all their enforcement systems dismantled. And in just 10 months, they've scaled up and are exponentially taking action. They've almost gotten a 500,000 illegal aliens, the vast majority with huge criminal rap sheets off our backs from Eastern Europe and Africa and Latin America and Asia. It doesn't matter. And then Kennedy, what he's done. I mean, it would take hours to put it all on the board. And then it would take me hours to list what he's done. And if I looked at the new stuff today, it would take hours. When you finally start getting deliverance, you better get hyper-engaged, thank God, and get more energetic instead of sitting back bitching. You know how to fix things? Show us. Run for office. Do a talk show. Take action. And I mean that. I saw Nick Fuentes' clip, and I meant to play it the other day, because it's an important clip. He's like, all these listeners are like, we want to be talk show hosts. He's like, well, get into politics, it's easier. And what he said is true. To get into politics and work for a campaign, you'll actually learn things, do that. That's a sure way for success pushing your values. But I disagree with the overall idea that just because most of you won't actually make a living out of it, you'll wake people up along the way. You'll learn things. You'll meet people. It's a real way to jump in the deep end. And by getting the general public to all try to be podcasters or journalists or talk show hosts, we will find the real native talent we've got. And I can tell you right now, you can live in any big city and go out and show leftist rallies and events and post them and have advertisers that'll come and make a living right now just surveilling the left. So I disagree with Nick on some things. I really overall disagree with him. I think he came from a good place telling his supporters, oh, no, no, you. I saw some of them, including my son, who was commenting. He goes, oh, Nick doesn't want competition. No, Rex, that's not what he's doing. He was just telling people, this is the big leagues. There's a lot of competition up here. Well, we need new people in the big leagues. And I told you 27, 28 years ago when I had my download from God that my mission is to wake up as many people as possible and that out of that awakening, we would find the smart native talent at every level, not just to be a talk show host. Maybe you're a school teacher, whatever it is, how you wake people up, how you're engaged. No, we need maximum engagement. And through the process, the best thing you can do to get into politics, which is the whole world, is start your own show. Just go on YouTube, go on X, go on Rumble. Start a show. Just start talking. You know, if you get 100 viewers the first time, which I bet you'll get, even if it's small, politicians fly around the country to meet with 100 people. You should do that. And then you'll interface with people, and that's the first step on a wider journey. Because so many people I know have to have a master plan. They have to have this whole thing that's going to fix it all themselves. No, you don't have to fix it all. You just got to get engaged and wake up as many people as you can. But where we're missing out, I mean, I got to put a mask on to do it, or I get attacked, and I've done it some. You go to any liberal or communist meeting, or you go to one of their churches or synagogues or mosque, and you can just sit there. They'll even let you come and say, oh, I'm a local student. I'd like to put this on Access TV, or I'd like to... And you just set up a camera at the mosque or the synagogue or the liberal church. You're going to have pure gold communism evil. 10 million views. And the biggest thing we have failing here is grassroots operatives. Back when we had more money and more funding, we had four or five roving reporters. It was just all bam, bam, bam. You can go anywhere right now and catch the left of the most evil crap you can imagine. You can find a drag queen story time in any city happening tomorrow and watch men with erections with two-year-olds bouncing on them with sicko pro-pedophile women, putting them on them like the Moloch altar. This is like shooting fish in a barrel. So I totally disagree with Nick Fuentes that it's oversaturated and getting in the info war is... You know, you got to have the right stuff. To quote Sergeant Hartman in Full Metal Jacket, Private Joker is silly and he's ignorant, but he's got guts and guts is enough. There's so much damn evil. My buddy the other day, Sean Johnson and his fiance, they said, let's not work out next Thursday. Come out to, you know, the Archery Country, Joe Rogan's Hunting Lodge, you know, thing, great guys. Oh, you know them, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, we're going to go out there and hunt hogs, you know, and the sun's going to come up and it's going to be great. They got all these feeders and stuff. And I just said, I'm hunting globalists. I don't have time to hunt pigs. But the point was, is that this is a war. This is exciting. I could go online during the next break, pull up some commie meeting, and if I wasn't Alex Jones, because they know who I am, I could go right in that meeting and have the most... You know we exposed the FBI 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 6 years ago, the Confucius Centers. I sent infiltrators in. The FBI asked us not to release it. They shut down the UT thing with our investigation. Nobody was going to do it. It's not that I'm a hero. We just sent people in to sit in the Antifa communist meetings funded by the Chinese government at UT. Trump shut it down at the end of his last administration. All we had to do was go sit in. They had it at the UT lecturing halls. You know, it's like a, what do you call those theaters where they're amphitheater deals? It's like 200 people. And you go right in, Karl Marx, we're going to have death camps, we're going to kill everybody. Mao Zedong's the answer. You got a professor up there. You got other professors. They're all there. You just got to walk in. I mean, they're down there talking about killing you right now, I'm sure. This ain't hard, folks. But you got to like, well, I'm not going to the UT football game and sitting there with a dumbass Bevo shirt on. Sure, that's what men are. Oh, I got a Bevo. I got a Bevo. I'm not against UT football. My grandfather played for UT. The point is that we're in a war. There ain't time to jack off to Bevo here, folks. We got communists running around all over the place. We got pedophiles, devil worshipers. Go to a Democrat event. Go to one of their rallies. It's a freak show. Aim a camera at them. It'll go viral. Thomas Jefferson was asked, why do evil men and tyrants flourish? And he said, because good men do nothing. Savannah Hernandez, 10 years ago, 20 years old in college, puts in an ad. And she comes in here, little young lady. She says, oh, I don't want to be on air. I just want to run the board and learn about, I want to intern. And I said, yeah, we don't want to pay you $10 an hour. I said, I want you to be a talk show host. Oh, I can't do that. And I said, Savannah, you're a really smart person. You can learn all this. And within a year, we had her out on the street. And now today, she's a White House correspondent having dinner with President Trump and in roundtables with the president at cabinet meetings. It's like Luke Skywalker, to use the fictional analogy. Obi-Wan Kenobi says, I need you to come with me to Alderaan. He says, I got to get home. I got a farm. I got things to do. He said, listen, this is a lot bigger. But she didn't matter, because when Luke got home, his aunt and uncle were already dead. And that's the perfect allegory. Star Wars is cheesy. The new ones are horrible. But the early ones are pure Joseph Campbell archetypes. His family's already dead. The past is already gone. There ain't no farm to go back to, Luke. Stormtroopers already killed him. Of course, Obi-Wan's dialed into the Force. He already knows. He's like, you're going to need to come with me to Alderaan. And he's like, I got to get home. And he's like, no, you don't need to go home. There's nothing there for you. And Luke's like, what do you mean? He's like, just come with me. You don't need to see your dead family. But he didn't tell him. He just says, you need to come with me. You see, because the war has already begun, ladies and gentlemen. And the fight's everywhere. And 90% of war plus is information. And so you sit back and wait for your commission. You sit back and imagine only somebody that works for an intelligence agency, only somebody that works for an NGO can have power. You have all the power. God gave you the gear to do it all. But you got to get on the field. So go. Start an X account. Start a Rumble account. Upload what you see. I just gave you the surest thing in the universe to fight the enemy and be successful. And I guarantee you, you go to a leftist thing, you monetize it on Rumble or X, you're going to get a $1,000 check from just going out a couple times. And you don't want the money, but it's like good to get paid for it, isn't it? How do I get you to take action? How do I get you to step into the shoes of who you are? It's a lot of talent out there. You're black, you're old, you're Hispanic, you're Asian, whatever. I don't care. You love freedom, we need you. Savannah Hernandez has feeding frenzies now. Fox News, everybody trying to hire. And she was just a little college girl that said, oh, I can't be a reporter. I can't be on air. I looked at her and said, what's your view of this? Met with her right in that conference room. I said, what's your view of that? And I said, Savannah, you're really smart. So I told her, I said, no, we're not going to give you a job. She's already been here a few months. I said, I'm going to let you go unless you become a reporter, because I see a big destiny for you. And then she got so successful, she'd go out in the middle of Antifa. Even though we had security, they get all attacked. And they said, sir, we're not going to do this. We can't. We're not going to march in the middle of Antifa and have her attack. And so she quit. And that's okay. And now she's at the White House testifying about how she gets attacked by Antifa. And now she's advising the president, having dinner with him. And now she's in roundtables. And I've had people over the years say, are you upset Savannah Hernandez left her? Are you upset she's so successful? Why would I be upset about one of our alumni out on the front lines devastating the enemy? That's my success. That's my success. That's your success. But the point is that how many Savannah Hernandezes are out there watching right now? And they hear, it's oversaturated. We got it all covered. You got to really want this to do this. Well, you know how you want something? You do it. There's a whole wider world waiting for you. You must come to me with Alderaan. And I will train you in the ways of the Jedi. Oh, I can't do that. Maybe I'll go to the academy next season. I got to get home. I got to finish farming. Well, guess what? Your home's already gone. It ain't there no more. You can stand up. You can get involved. You can get engaged. Or you can sit there and decide you don't have power and spiritually and culturally and economically die. End the long surrender. Rise, humanity. God made you to carry out a destiny, but you have free will. You must accept the destiny God gave you. And it may be you're teaching Sunday school. It may be you're just taking care of people in your community. It may be you just talk to one person a day. All those little things add up to big things. Many hands make light work, but follow the Holy Spirit. I sent Jack Posobiec his first camera and microphone. I go on for hours. We discovered Candace Owens. But that wasn't us. That was God working through this organization. And I could go on and on and on. But I could also tell you about the people that we created, that we helped build, that we helped launch. God created them, but we launched them. Who fell to the dark side. One of my apprentices got invited about 10 years ago to have dinner with the royal family. And Nigel Farage. And within a few years, they became slaves. And now for many years, you never hear their name, and they really don't do anything. Why do they? They can fly around on royal helicopters. They can stay at all the giant lands that all the people that are part of the patronage of the royalty have. And why should they be on air? Why should they defend the UK? Why should they do anything? Because they don't need to. They're prancing around at dinner with the royals. So sad. A destiny lost. And that's the real problem. Your issue isn't going to be that you're not going to have success fighting tyranny. Your issue is you're going to be tempted by the dark side. And then if you won't sell out to them, then they'll put a little pressure on you. When the pressure comes, that's a good thing. It means you're in the fight now. Do you think you're in a war for freedom? And you don't have to put some skin in there? To quote William Shakespeare, cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war? And that's why, before I go to break, take your calls. They always say I'm not real. The establishment on the top, controlled opposition on the bottom, pressure from below and above. Jones isn't real. Jones is controlled opposition. Jones is bad with no evidence because I'm the opposite and because I'm an example of fortitude and truth and human empowerment and justice and an example and a blueprint to others, inspiring you. You know you're good. Does the enemy inspire you? Does the enemy tell you to take action? Does the enemy tell you there's hope? Does the enemy tell you there's a God that loves you? No. My defense of myself is not a defense of myself. It is a defense of you being lied to, being told there isn't good in the universe. I am good. I love justice. And I know that humanity has an incredible destiny, and I just want to share it with you. And I want my life to be a propulsion system in full commitment to humanity through love. Because I love humanity, and I love life. And I just, everything's so beautiful. And God is so with us every moment. I'm just like totally blown away every second by everything. I'm just so fulfilled, so empowered. And I just want you to share that with me. You don't have to follow me or be with me. It's not me. It's God. I just know it's the living water. It's the truth. It's the future. It's everything. It's eternity. Just please join us. But you have to admit God's real. You have to admit God's waiting. You have to admit God's arms are open for you. And you have to use free will to choose that decision. Because all this other news is important and entertaining and interacting. But at the end of the day, it's the spiritual decision you make.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I don't want to write your phone calls, but I love the listeners and viewers like InfoWars Fan on X that just dig up all the epic, incredible stuff that's happening. Here's a short clip. Remember when the left totally crapped their pants because Alex Jones InfoWars went to the 2020 Second Amendment rally in Richmond, Virginia? Look at how we're winning. The public accepts the Second Amendment's a good thing, and that 95% of the time, literally, guns are used to stop crime. Think how far we've come on the Second Amendment. The left is in tatters. All their gun control's failing. It's all being reversed. Silencers are all being legalized. It's all being overturned. Victory, 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 victory because of your action. Here it is.
Virginia is on high alert this morning before a gun rights rally that local authorities fear could turn violent.
We're seeing threats of violence.
Virginia's governor has declared a state of emergency.
We're seeing threats of armed confrontation and assault on our capital.
Now, armed gun rights supporters from across the country, including some from the far right, are planning to sweep into Richmond on Martin Luther King Day.
Spreading their hate-filled ideology.
They claim white supremacists are crawling the nation, that all gun owners are racist, and that people are planning to kill law enforcement in Virginia, when conservatives and patriots have never even acted like that at a gun rally before.
The neo-Nazi group that advocates violence against minorities.
Far-right extremists.
Neo-Nazis.
Several hate groups.
Militia groups.
These militia groups.
Far-right militias.
Militia.
Militia groups.
Armed militia.
White supremacist groups.
White supremacists.
A white supremacist group.
White supremacist group.
A white nationalist group.
No white supremacy!
No white supremacy!
Nazis.
They want to paint Trump supporters as neo-Nazis and white supremacists.
As though it's nothing but white rednecks and hillbillies out here who care for the Second Amendment. When actually, black Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, Americans in general, care about the Second Amendment.
These white politicians.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
In leftist-run cities, want to take away black women's rights to protect ourselves. I just think it's ridiculous.
That's what they do. It's like a mascot. They put you in front, and then they run their agenda on the back.
When you look at the history of gun control, it was used to take away guns from minorities and the black men and women who just wanted to protect their family. If anything, you would want black men and women to be able to protect their families from anybody trying to break in.
It all started with them taking away our guns. You can't protect yourself. You are okay, it's fine for the police to protect you, but what if they can't get to you fast enough?
A bunch of gang members storming into a jewelry store. Shots are fired right there. The woman behind the counter opened fire. Whew, are they running fast?
Listen, if they steamroll the Second Amendment, they'll steamroll everything else.
Simply, we just want to hold on to our rights to protect ourselves.
We're definitely here to show disunity because the media will play and act like we don't deal with each other very well. We won't come together, but you can look around. I've seen people from all walks of life today.
I'm here because I love this country, and if the Democrats are able to do away with the Constitution, a temporary ban on the Constitution, come on. Never heard of.
Yeah.
Everyone should be terrified of that.
You need to be prepared to protect what's yours at all times.
Man, we stay,
bro. That's right.
White, black, Hispanic, Latino, Mexican, whatever. United, we stand.
Are you willing to lay down your life to protect the Second Amendment and your right to carry?
Definitely. Why wouldn't I be? I mean, that'd be the perfect thing to give my life up for. Something my family would be honored about.
I'd love to die for my freedom.
Would you be willing to lay down your life to protect the Second Amendment and your right to carry?
Absolutely. That's why I'm out here.
And we were banned on everything then, but it still went viral on banned.video. And that's why they're so close to shutting us down. There's a receiver appointed. It could be any day. They say they're shutting us down. We're meeting with them a couple days. That's why everybody's got to get to banned.video and all these viral videos that were only there. This belongs to you. You own this. It's a brain trust. Get it. All right. I'm going to take every call here, but I'm going to give each call about a minute and a half because I want to go to Cody, Mac, Jonathan, Sean, Max, Michael, Rebecca, Sean, Killbilly, Gilbert, and John. We're going to move quick. Cody in Mississippi, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling.
How's it going, Alex? I'm calling in today. I wanted to talk about music and culture and everything. And you often do talk about this stuff when you talk about, you know, everything from how the globalists infected music to how they have spied on people and then even, like, bringing on Ted Nugent and everything. So, I don't know. I wanted to come at you and kind of see, you know, culture is very important and music is a great part of that. Even the Bible kind of began with music. And what we are doing is building our own network and interviewing artists. We've even actually interviewed Rob Dew and talked about his great music, but that's not the point. The point is what can we do better to come into the fight as and fight against, you know, as a theoretically as a musical warship to come in next to InfoWars?
Yeah, well, don't just fight tyranny as a hobby. Make it your whole life because it is your whole life, and we have to have full human engagement to override the AI, all of it, and just do exactly what you're doing. So what's your website? Where do we find all this?
This is soundwavemusicmedia.net is what we're and we
all
have,
right, soundwavemedia.net. Hey, do you love how this, we're turning the tide on the Second Amendment big time?
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. I love everything you're doing. I fully support you.
Love you, Cody. We'll check out soundwavemedia.net. Thank you. Got to move quick. I should have. Tomorrow I'll take more calls. I got into preacher mode. I apologize. We got to go quicker. Let's go to Jonathan in New York. No Kings. What's your take on that? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Jonathan from Queens, New York, hometown of Trump. Trump. I'm just calling because I do feel that you're saying you're right. The No Kings is fizzling, and I do feel it, especially being here in New York. And the grassroots just isn't there. You are getting the counter argument to a lot of these progressive ideologies. But I am in this hub of where Mondami is about to take over. And I am quite worried.
Well, let's be clear. We haven't defeated the globalists, but their national uprising has so far failed. But I agree, the blue cities, Minneapolis, New York, they're in deep trouble.
Yeah, we are in deep trouble over here. And I do feel like the harder we do fight, which we have to do, it cannot be a hobby. We do have to be ready for the counterattack. It's going to be harder. I don't know where it's going to come from, a false flag or something, but I do feel like the pieces are being set for a possible civil war event.
Well, that's right. Evil doesn't give up, and it's losing bad, so it's going to strike back bad.
You're amazing, Alex. I really just want to thank you for all of the thoughts that you've given me. I want to thank you for being giving me the information that I was able to give my family throughout the pandemic and the COVID crisis. You know, my wife every day was struggling, and she was very sad because she was pregnant with my first kid. And I told her, don't worry, I'm Alex Jones trained. We are not getting shots. We are not getting anything. And since then, we've been fine, and we've turned the whole boat around. And I want
and
to
let me
you
guess, you got criticized by everybody at first, but now everybody comes to you for advice because you were right.
Alex, how did you know? Alex, how did
I know.
You know?
Here's an example. The FDA just admitted no studies ever on vaccines, all fake, telling women it's safe to take the flu shots, all of it, total lies. I mean, I didn't even get to this. I mean, we already knew that. It's all lies, brother. A red shot on this. Again, all confirmed, all admitted, no studies, no nothing. God bless you, brother. Great job protecting your family. Look, Mark Twain said it. In the beginning of change, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, attempt to join him because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Leadership is about doing the right thing, even if you get killed or put in prison. And a lot of people think of that as like a job. They're like, God, that I don't want to do that. You're meant to do it, people. I am as high as a kite with no drugs fighting tyranny. I am designed to do this. You are designed to do this. You start standing up for humanity, baby, that's what you're meant to do. You're stepping into your office. You're stepping into what you are. We just got to get people to do it. Because evil people want power. Our problem is good people are like, oh, I don't want to stick my head out. I don't want to act all big and uppity. You're not trying to act uppity. You're trying to not be a slave. You don't have a choice. You can serve the evil and be a slave or fight with us. That's the only choice. And to me, it's no choice at all. Sean in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Welcome.
I'm Alex. I just wanted to start off by saying I got to be completely honest with you. I'm a little retarded.
Well, so am I.
That's my favorite. One of my favorite quotes. I just got the shirt from the Alex Jones store a couple of weeks back, and it's one of my go-tos right now.
Well, I am a little, you know, I told Joe Rogan, I said, but listen, I'm a little retarded.
That's funny stuff, man. I love you. My wife works for a big medical group in Rhode Island, and she's a high up, and they just came out with new advisory for the COVID vaccine.
Well, yeah, because you're in a blue state. They say they're ignoring the federal government and the law. They're going to try to keep the mandates in. They're totally illegal. The judges are trying to override Trump. They'll be defeated. But absolutely, brother. But it's okay. You're in a blue state. I'm a blue city. God put us here to fight this. So you got major lawsuits with your wife. When they try to do that mandate now, that's totally illegal.
100%, brother. And I just wanted to bring up one more thing. Second Amendment. My state is probably one of the worst states other than maybe like a New York or Chicago. But as of, I believe, July 1st of this year, no more AR rifles are being allowed to be sold in the state.
And that will be overturned by the Supreme Court. And at the end of the day, you should fight that. But it's okay, because here's my deal. What you really want is just like a revolver or something up close, or a shotgun in your house. Everybody overdoes these. I'm not saying we shouldn't stop them banning ARs, but they'll ban a few variants. If you want a semi-automatic rifle, you're still going to be able to get one.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Another thing, they took our 30-round clips away about 3 years ago. Now we can only have 10 in the magazine, which is, I don't know. It said turn.
No, I know, but if you look at the gun controllers, the victim disarmament, they're losing. My point is the trend is against them, and that's this deputy AG, Todd Blanche, is blocking all the court rulings that say these localities have to stop. He is blocking the DOJ stopping that. He is a gun controller. Thanks for the call. So you want to fix the problem in Rhode Island, Todd Blanche. Max in Wisconsin, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Mr. Jones, did you know that Trump was born on a lunar eclipse?
You know, I'm not really into astrology and the moon and all that stuff. I've got my own will, but so what is? No, I don't know. What does that mean?
It means like he's a chaos and order president. I think Trump's doing a great job. It's exactly what we needed, especially if you line it up with any of the other past presidents we've had. He's done so much in such a short period of time, and I'm just waiting for the next couple of years. You know, I work in the construction and trades business, and we were cut down significantly by like a fifth of profits due to all the illegals working for lower wages, and it really impacted our family business. And now it's kind of nice to see that it's kind of being fixed with the ICE raids, kicking all the illegals out. You know, I'm so happy to see all that. And
yeah, I mean, listen, in just 10 months, 7,000 agents, because it's 10,000 now and it was 5,000 at first, so I'm just saying 7,000 is guesstimation. 7,000 agents have deported 500,000 illegals, and people are bitching. That is like Hercules cleaning out the stables. I mean, that is heroic.
And like no one offers a better idea or better plans or better routes. You know, he's been just doing such an amazing job, you know, and I think that, you know, we have to give credit when credit's due. You know, I don't think, you know, Bush, you look at Clinton, you look at Obama, no one's performed as well as him, you know, and as I was saying before with him being the lunar eclipse president, the only president we've had born on a lunar eclipse astrologically. That means he's a chaos and order president.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not putting people down that are into astrology and all that. I'm not really... That's not really my bailiwick. My grandfather, my mom's dad, was really big into astrology. His mother was very famous, famous with the elites, astrologer and psychic. And I remember being a little kid. He was like, oh, you're born at, you know, 1:40 p.m. in Dallas on February 11th, 1974, and this chart, you know, all this stuff. And you're hearing that you're a kid. Did that influence me to believe I could do all this, or is that actually a real thing? I don't know. I know I have free will. I'm going to carry it out no matter what day I was born on, but I hear your point. I'm not putting you down for it. That's not my bailiwick, as they say. But thank you for the call. Michael in Washington. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Just to follow up on that the illegal immigration, I don't know why we don't. I think Trump would be open to incentivizing deportations of illegals. If you, let's say, $10,000, if you were able to lead to the discovery and arrest of somebody who's an illegal, and people can get rich off it. Who cares? Get rid of them. They're here illegally, and why not have a a reward, I guess you could call it.
No, I agree with Eric Prince's plan, because this is a globalist invasion.
Absolutely.
And Eric Prince says he just puts in deputized mercenaries, that's the only way to get rid of 20 million people.
Absolutely right. But, you know, MTG and even Donald Trump have both said that if the Democrats get back in power, we're screwed. And so my kind of fundamental question is it possible for us, who I would call patriots, lovers of God, and lovers of the U.S. Constitution, to ever peacefully or coexist with them? It just seems like it's going to be
ongoing.
No, there
is no coexistence with the modern-day Philistines. And, again, they told people flood. They human trafficked. They brought the criminals in. They created the lawlessness. So like, oh, God, Joseph's for mercenaries. That's in the Constitution. We're in an emergency. We didn't start this. Trump doesn't want troops on the streets. All the cities that work with the feds constitutionally, there's no troops. It's only where they're outnumbering the few federal agents and attacking them and killing them that we have to send in troops. And I don't think 400's enough in Chicago. Trump's going to go to Chicago, 10,000, 20,000.
Commander-in-Chief, he has a federal right to protect federal assets, whether that be buildings, property, or people. Under the law,
this isn't the feds out burning down Waco. This is the feds doing their job.
Absolutely, it is. But the thing is, it's not just the United States. If we look all across Europe, England, Scotland.
It's the same globalist attack plan on record.
Absolutely. And you were on it a long time ago. I've been listening to you for years. I went down to the Bundy Ranch in 2014 because of you. And you talked about the communist insurgents that went in and took out Russia first. They killed tens of millions of Russian Christians. And now they've brought their focus here. And my fundamental question with you, because I highly respect your opinion, is how do we ever resolve this issue of two vastly different peoples living in the United States? People who hate God, hate Christians, and people who love God.
Those people just have to take control of all the institutions, firewall the scum, and they'll just leave. Thanks for the call. Rebecca, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love your supplement. I just want to say that for several years I've been on Adderall, and within 2 weeks of taking your methylene blue and your Shilajit, I was able to completely get off my medicine. I have my best friend on it. I also have my son who's in the Air Force on your supplement, so thank you so much for that. But to get to my point, the threat of Islam, the Muslim Brotherhood, it continues to increase, and especially here in Texas, they're trying to take over Loving County, and I think that's because it's a very rich county. Stuart Rhodes was on your show the day that Charlie Kirk was assassinated. He was talking about private militias. I believe he said he was working on a plan to activate or bring to call private militias. I was wondering if there's been any more news on that.
When you say private militias, everybody 18 to 46 or whatever it is, 49 for the code, is a militia, but you're under the sheriff. That's why it says well-regulated. So in America, it's not like you just are part of Civil Air Patrol or part of Civil Defense. You have to be like Switzerland or Israel. It doesn't mean you got to go join for 2 years and be in the military, but you've got to go out and train for firefighting, emergencies, whatever. And then when it's time, whenever the sheriff's got like bad guys running around, he goes, all right, you know, and he's got a list of the best posse he's got. If he needs a whole bunch, he gets it. But, you know, that's how this works. I mean, this is not like we didn't just invent this. This started in England 1,000 years ago. So this idea that, you know, having armed citizens, well, that's what we have to have. So, yes, we need to have Trump through the states activate the militia. Thanks for the call. I got to move quick. I apologize. Trying to get everybody in here. I'll take more calls tomorrow. These are great calls. Sean in California, go ahead. Indictments happening with Trump admin. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, this has been a great show with great callers and great points, and you're hitting, like, a lot of points I would make myself. So I'll be fast here because I know you only got a couple minutes. People need to have fully informed grand juries to issue those indictments, or to make judgments based off those indictments. So would you prefer I plug different YouTube videos that are out there or different websites that teach on those topics?
I'm not screening your call on air. I mean, you're saying, yeah, the power of the grand jury is key. We need fully informed juries. We need jury nullification.
Correct. The legendary Red Beckman, I know you're aware of him. People can look his name up on YouTube and look up the fully informed jury. And he has a lecture series back from the 90s that teach people about how the jury can work, whether it's jury nullification or the
process. By the way, is Red Beckman still alive? I love Red Beckman.
He's passed away, and his family could not maintain his website, so you can only find it on the Wayback Machine now. But the YouTube videos are still circulated amongst patriots like yourself, Alex.
5 years ago, what a sweetheart Red Beckman was, man.
Five widows' ranches he saved from the bankers, you know.
He's incredible.
Few people have ever
made
done.
Me so sad. Like a decade goes by. I probably had Red Beckman on. He was on like 10 years ago in a hospital after a heart attack, like 90 years old. God, Red Beckman. Wow. Thank you, sir. Yeah, people just search Red Beckman, Fully Informed Jury Association. What an incredible person. We love you, Red Beckman. Kill Bill, Billy, in Ohio. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Are you familiar with Abdullah Al-Hazred's Necronomicon?
I've heard the term Necronomicon, the Book of the Dead. Whoa.
It's a 7th century book by this dude named Abdullah Al-Hazred. It's a book of magic. But in there's a couple deities. One name's Humwawa. He has rotting genitals. So I'm wondering if they're sacrificing these kids' genitals to this thing, and then his brother is named Pazuzu, and then when the child would commit suicide, be like a sacrifice to him as well. So it's like a real satanic two for one.
Well, there's all sorts of satanic crap. I appreciate your call, but I just, you know, thanks for the call. Let's go to Gilbert, Montana. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good day, Brother Alex.
Go ahead.
You know, I love these shows. When we roll around to the relentlessness, you know, we got to take in consideration we are going to have calculated casualties. They are going to be family members. I do believe the best way to help them is staying prepared and staying relentless in the path that we've chosen and we're walking, such as yourself. We need to stay prepared. We need to be ready to help them when the time comes. Other than that, I've accepted. I love my family, but I've accepted. We have lost a few, and it's weird how it happened, but the technology.
No, I agree. Like, don't cast your pearls before swine. Try to wake up family and stuff, but they don't listen. Move on to others. Don't spend your time on people that are just caught up in the left-right system.
Yes, sir. It's a big one. You know, this ain't going to go away. It's not going to go away for any country, including ours. It's got to happen, but we need to stay relentless. We can't be staying, you know, a doorman. Oh, somebody else is going to take care of it. Oh, Trump's going
to
take care of it.
No, we have to do it. Great points. I'm moving quick. John in Florida, Message for the Globalist. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you very much for your supplements. You do a most wise thing with helping people, and I appreciate what you do.
Appreciate you.
But other than that, I want to tell the globalist and the democratic people in this country and around the world that just like Christ's disciples, when they went to visit, they told them, gold and silver have I none. But what I have, I give freely. And I want to tell them that if they shall confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in their heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's a very simple thing God made, salvation.
No, you're right. Evil people need to turn to God and repent of their wicked ways. Great point. Last caller, Mac in Wisconsin. Go ahead. You're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, hey, boy, you sure look great. Your workouts are really paying off for you, boss. By the way, I'm a 30-plus year listener of you. You have all my respect.
Real love quick, you. Go ahead.
These No Kings rallies and stuff like that. You know, it kind of takes me back in the protests back in the 70s, you know, in a roundabout way. And it's like, it was always anti-establishment, always anti-establishment. Obviously, they're all anti-Trump and the establishment. And it irks me. Boy, I want to be out there in their face, Alex, so doggone.
Well, you're right. The left is the establishment. Trump is the anti-establishment. So is InfoWars. Sorry, Mac. I got to go. I'll take calls again tomorrow. I only get callers like a minute because I had so many. But I promise you, we'll open the phones up again. Incredible calls. Great job. Harrison Smith, the War Room, takes over now. Infowars.com/show. Band.video and Real All Shows on X. Be sure to share that live feed. God bless you all. Thank you for the support.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight. Now.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, cause this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate turmeric gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.